baseball fans, it's time for tonight's starting lineups, sponsored by Brooklyn Fairfield and the Suites. We'll begin, as we always do, with our visiting team, the Aberdeen Ironbirds. Leading off, the right fielder number one, Tegan Johnsonberger. Batting second, designated hitter number 14, Elio Prado. Hitting third, playing third base number 9, Mac Horvath. Batting fourth in center field, number 34, Matthew Etzel. Hitting fifth, the first base, number 35, Creed Quillams. Batting sixth, the shortstop, number 25, Carter Young. Hitting seventh, second base, number 2, Jalen Vasquez. Batting eighth and playing left field, number 51, Douglas Hodo. And batting ninth, the
It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welko, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1, Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike 3, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut, a perfect 1-2-3 top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Welcome back on out to Maimonides Park on this Wednesday evening. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network. Tonight, game number 2 of a 6-game set and game number 8 of a 12-game homestand for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Tonight, it is the Mets High A affiliates and the Baltimore Orioles High A affiliates, the Aberdeen Ironbirds. Again, game 2. Of 6 this week. Hey everyone, with Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Thanks so much for stopping by. Cyclones, an emphatic start to this 6-game set here on Tuesday night. 9-2 winners yesterday. Couldn't quite tie a bow on finishing off the shutout. Brooklyn allows 2 runs in the ninth, but more importantly, they score 7 runs in the bottom of the first inning, the most ever by a Cyclones team since dating back to at least 2005. That's when the minor league baseball stat portal began, and as far back as our records can go. But Justin, for the Cyclones, a whole lot to like offensively. Opened that game up with 5 straight base hits. Nick LaRusso, another a couple extra base hits, a double and a triple. Even from a pitching standpoint, another really good day for the Cyclones, who got a very strong start from Douglas Orellana in his first start of the season, 4 1/3 scoreless. Yordani Ventura took it from there, 3 2/3 scoreless. Ventura gets the win. As for Orellana, he comes up just shy of that 5 innings he needed to get the win, but that's not to say he wasn't firing on all cylinders. Really up and down the roster, Brooklyn firing on all cylinders in the series opener here yesterday.
Yeah, hard to start any better than they did. 7 runs straight out of the gate in the bottom of the first inning. First 6 batters reach base. You mentioned the 5 straight hits to start the ball game, and then Omar De Los Santos capping off that 7-run frame with a 2-run, a home run, and this has started to become a trend for Brooklyn, starting off these series, especially here at home, with emphatic victories. The first 2 series at home, they started with shutouts, came a couple outs short of making it 3 straight to begin the home schedule like that yesterday. But the pitching outstanding between Orellana and Ventura, both have thrown over 5 consecutive scoreless innings now. Orellana at 9 1/3, I think Ventura at 5 2/3 consecutive scoreless frames now. And then the offense finding ways to get the job done. Wilfredo Lara, Ryan Clifford, Nick LaRusso, you mentioned, all had 2 hits. They've each reached base 3 times in that ballgame. All 9 in Brooklyn's lineup reached base at least once in the game last night. And this is a Brooklyn team that dropped their first 3 games of the season, but since then they're 12-7, and they've played some really, really good baseball in all facets of the game.
And they've put up a couple of crooked numbers during the course of this two-week homestand. You rewind back to last Wednesday in the Wilmington series. Brooklyn also had 9 hits. That night they scored 13 runs in a 13-3 win. They had a 7-run bottom of the third in that one. So the Cyclones bats certainly no strangers to big nights, big innings, as was the case last night in the series opener. As for tonight, it'll be Felipe De La Cruz making his 5th start of the season for the Cyclones. De La Cruz, all things considered, a pretty solid start to his 2024 campaign. Does check in with an 0-2 record. Took a tough luck loss last time out. Prior to that, in Jersey Shore, had probably his worst start of the season when he surrendered 5 runs on 10 hits. But outside of that one blip on De La Cruz's radar, he has had a very nice 2024 campaign up until this point. On the flip side for Aberdeen, it'll be Carter Baumler, the right-hander, making his first start of the season. Does have 4 appearances, but all of them have come out of the bullpen. Baumler, someone who has battled his fair share of injuries over the course of the past couple seasons, but he is back, he is healthy, and he was a late insertion into this Aberdeen starting 9 tonight as far as the pitcher is concerned. It was supposed to be Jackson Baumeister, but Baumeister not good to go. It is Baumler. Both starting with B-A-U-M, their last names, but Baumler swaps in for Baumeister, and Baumler is someone who does check in as a top 30 guy on the Orioles system, according to Baseball America, number 28, a former 5th-round pick back in that shortened 2020 COVID draft. So De La Cruz and Baumler going toe-to-toe here on Game 2 of 6. Cyclones trying to make it 2 straight to open up this series against the Orioles High A affiliates. All right, we'll step aside. When we come back, we will check in with Jonah Tong, the right-handed phenom who is expected to toe the slab for the Cyclones tomorrow. And it was a real treat to catch up with Jonah. Hope you'll stick around on the other side of the break. We'll hear from him and get you the starting lineups ahead of Brooklyn and Aberdeen here on this somewhat chilly but a very nice Wednesday night. Blue skies overhead, and we're ready for baseball an hour earlier than usual with a noon first pitch tomorrow. Cyclones and Ironbirds coming up after the break.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
We have the pleasure of now being joined by Jonah Tong, just up from St. Lucie, and we're so appreciative of his time. Jonah, thanks for coming on.
Anytime.
What have been your initial impressions of Brooklyn so far?
It's definitely a lot different than good old Port St. Lucie, I'll tell you that. I grew up in Toronto, so it's not much different, but first time actually being in New York, so it's kind of a really cool experience overall.
Where were you when you found out that you'd be coming up here to join the Cyclones?
We were on our last game in our series against Daytona, and I just got pulled in the office, and like, hey, awesome.
Did it come as a major surprise? I know, obviously, a red-hot start to the year. Was it something that you maybe kind of had in the back of your mind that could be on the table?
I tried to not think about it, to be honest. There's always a possibility, especially off to the start that I got to. I'm really fortunate and happy with all my progress I've had so far. But I didn't really pay attention. So when it kind of happened, I was like, oh, awesome.
I'll take it. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
All right, let's talk about you a little bit now. So you rewind back to last year, 10 appearances, mostly in the complex league. You look at your numbers this year, safe to say, off the charts. Yet to allow a run through 18 2/3. You got a strikeout rate of nearly 53%. What's changed for you this year?
Just simplifying my approach. Last year it was a big development year. I said that a lot. Just trying to figure out who I was as a pitcher. Obviously battling a very brief injury at the beginning of the year. So it's just more about staying healthy throughout that remainder of the year. And then coming into this offseason, it was more, okay, what are my weaknesses? How do I attack those? And hopefully it'll kind of blend together really nicely. And so far it's coming out.
How did the offseason kind of shape up? What does that process look like, I guess?
So back home, I'm from Toronto, Ontario. So there's a facility just outside near a place called Richmond Hill. It's where I played growing up with the Toronto Mets. That's pretty funny. But a couple of buddies of mine, especially like Mitch Bratt, who's in the Rangers organization right now. So we just kind of communicate and go during certain times and train basically every day there and try to get one step better every day. So
you mentioned that Toronto Mets Club, no connection, of course, but how instrumental were they kind of just growing up, building you as a pitcher?
Huge. I mean, I can't thank them enough, especially Ryan McBride and Rich Leach. I mean, they've given me every opportunity to develop, not only as a person, but through baseball, learning. I mean, growing some really, really nice friendships and just understanding the game a little bit more.
For Mets fans and Cyclones fans who are maybe now seeing their first bit of action from you, whether it be in person, online, highlights, what have you, how would you sort of describe yourself as a pitcher on the mound?
I'm a little quirky.
How so?
I get a little animated here and there. It's just all pent up. I mean, it's nothing. I mean, unusual. My mom always laughs at me every time she watches me throw. But no, I mean, I just go out there and try to compete like everyone else in that clubhouse for sure. It's just one pitch at a time, one step at a time, and let the game come to you.
All right, so take me inside your mind. Let's say it's bases loaded, two outs. You got a guy 3-2. What's the go-to out pitch for you?
Right now, it's been a slider. Really happy with how that's progressing. Or a good old fastball up. Really works right now, especially with some of the ride I get. It's just, if I can get it there, it's generally in a good spot.
I mentioned that strikeout rate earlier. Your ratio on the season, again, through 18 innings and change, we'll remind everyone at home, you've got 36 punches to just 5 walks. So what is your mindset out there on the mound in general?
Attack early. I mean, a big thing I didn't do last year was I put myself in bad spots getting behind in counts. So this year I've been really trying to narrow that focus down, go after them early, and then floor it on the gas pedal. Just keep going, and not holding off at all.
How high up are strikeouts on the priority list for you?
I mean, as weird as it sounds, zero. I mean, right. My whole goal out there is just to get outs and get deeper into games. Again, they look pretty. I'm not going to lie, they do look pretty, but I don't really pay attention to them all that much.
We welcome you back to Maimonides Park, getting you set for Brooklyn and Aberdeen. Great to check in with Jonah. And again, you'll have to join us tomorrow at 11:45 a.m. when we hit the airwaves ahead of a noon first pitch. And Jonah Tong expected to make his high A debut, a highly anticipated day here on Coney Island. Before our final break here on the pregame show, let's quickly run you down tonight's starting lineups. First, for the visiting Ironbirds, 11-11 and even 500. Both teams came into play yesterday with the same record at 11-10, but it is Brooklyn who now enters 12-10 to Aberdeen's 11-11. Here's the nine for the Ironbirds, penciled together by their skipper Felipe Rojas Jr. Tavian Josenberger leads off. He's the right fielder after an 0-for-4 day yesterday. Elio Prado, the designated hitter, bats second for the Ironbirds. We saw Prado all the way down in the sixth spot last night, but today he bats second and DHs. Mac Horvath, the slugger out of UNC, he's the third baseman batting third. Matthew Etzel continues just a torrid start to his season. Multi-hit day yesterday, he's the cleanup batter out in center. Creed Willems plays first base today and bats fifth. We saw Willems handling catching duties last night. Carter Young still trying to get things going in the right direction. He's the shortstop and hitting sixth. Jalen Vasquez, the speedy Jalen Vasquez, swiped a bag yesterday. Also had a pair of hits. He's the second baseman batting seventh. Douglas Hodo out in left batting eighth. And then in the nine hole tonight for Aberdeen, the only player who we did not see yesterday, that would be Adam Retzbach, who was here with the Ironbirds back in 2023. He does the catching with Willems sliding over to first and Retzbach bats ninth. Starting pitcher this evening for Aberdeen is the right-hander Carter Baumler. Numbers on Baumler through four relief outings this season. A 3.86 ERA, does have a 2-1 record. 8 strikeouts to 4 walks, 9 1/3 innings for Mr. Baumler. One more time for Aberdeen, Josenberger, Prado, and Horvath, the top three. Then Etzel, Willems, and Young the Hart, followed by Vasquez, Hodo, and Retzbach. Now for the home Cyclones, 12-10. Here's Gilbert Gomez, his 9. Omar De Los Santos, one day removed from his 2-run blast in the leadoff spot, playing right field. Ryan Clifford bats second. He's in left. Stanley Consuegra, the center fielder, bats third. Nick LaRusso cleans up, plays first base. William Lugo at short, hitting fifth, followed by Junior Tillian at the hot corner, batting sixth. Nolan McLean, the designated hitter, in the seventh spot. Jose Hernandez back in the lineup and doing the catching. He bats eighth. And then Kevin Villavicencio, the second baseman, hitting ninth. And the starting pitcher tonight for Brooklyn, it is the left-hander Felipe De La Cruz. First pitch after the anthem, after a break.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
Code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but so there's so many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
It is time for baseball on this Wednesday night alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock. So glad to have you with us here from Coney Island and Maimonides Park. Game 2 of this 6-game series and Game 8 of this 2-week homestand for the Brooklyn Cyclones as the Aberdeen Ironbirds in town tonight. As we take a look quickly at the starting nine for Aberdeen, you look at Brooklyn defensively behind Felipe De La Cruz tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Ryan Clifford, Stanley Consuegra, Omar De Los Santos. Third to first around the infield, Junior Tillian, William Lugo, Kevin Villavicencio, and Nick LaRusso with Jose Hernandez doing the catching behind the plate. As for the Aberdeen starting nine here today, Tavian Josenberger, Elio Prado, Mac Horvath at the top, Matthew Etzel, Creed Willems, Carter Young, the heart, with Jalen Vasquez, Douglas Hodo, the third, and Adam Retzbach rounding out the starting nine. On the mound for Brooklyn tonight, the southpaw, the only lefty on the Brooklyn pitching staff, Felipe De La Cruz. 6 feet tall, 160 pounds, soaking wet, 22 years old, from Yamasa in the Dominican Republic. He's pitched better than the numbers have shown so far this year, an 0-2 record, a 3.06 ERA, just 18 hits in 17 and two-thirds innings, 5 walks and 17 strikeouts. Tavian Josenberger will lead things off for Aberdeen here in the top half of the first inning, as Jamal Allen, the home plate umpire, instructing the bat boy to remove some gear from adjacent to the Brooklyn dugout. So let's get this one underway. First pitch, a 94-mile-an-hour fastball fouled into the glove of Jose Hernandez, and we're underway. 6:03 Eastern. Josenberger hitting at a 186. The 0-1. Outside, it's a ball and a strike. Josenberger, no homers, 7 RBIs. 0-for-4 last night with a walk. The lefty's 1-1. And Josenberger takes a called strike. Looked like the change that time from Felipe. And the count of ball and two strikes. Josenberger coming into play today, tied for second in the league in walks and second in stolen bags. The 1-2 outside. And the count even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Felipe Matched his season best, went 4 2/3 innings last Thursday afternoon against Wilmington. The 2-2 offering, and this stung on the ground is short. Gobbled up by Lugo, and a quick throw gets the speedy Josenberger for the first out of the ballgame. So one up, one down for Felipe De La Cruz tonight, and that brings up Elio Prado.
Well, it's no secret, Justin. Felipe De La Cruz is at his best when he's got a real sense of rhythm, a real sense of pace. When he is on it, you can just tell by his body language. And even there against Josenberger, got the ball from the catcher Hernandez right back, and he was towing the slab right ready to go.
So here is Prado, and he takes high in the count, 1-0. Prado, 1-for-4 in last night's series opener. 11-for-61 on the year. That's a 180 average. As De La Cruz misses outside at 95. 2-0. Prado, no homers, 8 RBIs on the year. The kick, the 2-0. And Prado gets it off the hands of foul ball to the right. And the count quickly 2-1. Right now here on Coney Island, sun shining, blue skies up above. Do have some hazy white clouds more towards the first base side parking lot as Prado tips it off the glove of Hernandez, the catcher. 2-2 now. But right now, according to AccuWeather, 59 degrees here on Coney Island. Real feel in the sunshine, more like 61. A little bit cooler where Johnny and I are in the shade. The 2-2. A little bit low. Looked like the changeup that time from Felipe. Full 3-2. Bit of a breeze today, 10-mile-per-hour wind gust. American flag out in center blowing pretty much straight in towards us. The payoff pitch hit on the ground again to short. Waiting on the hop Lugo, backhand low throw, gets past LaRusso and into the Cyclones dugout. So Prado will be awarded second base as the ball goes out of play. And Aberdeen has the game's first base runner. We'll see how that one is scored. And it will be an error on the shortstop, Lugo. A two-base error allows Prado to be the game's first base runner. And a quick conversation between Hernandez and De La Cruz, probably trying to get Felipe's mind right after what looked like a second straight casual ground ball to short to start the ball game. Turns into a runner at second with one out. So here is Mac Horvath, one of the top prospects on this Ironbirds roster, as he fouls the slider off the hands. Count no balls and a strike. Horvath, 1-for-4 last night, hitting at 203 on the year, 12-for-59, does have a home run and 11 RBIs. Sun shining on the diamond, shadows creeping in from behind home, third base way. And De La Cruz misses with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. It's a ball and a strike. Horvath, very familiar to this color uniform, wearing the powder blues like his alma mater, North Carolina. The 1-1. Horvath flares it down the right field line, but this will land foul off the screen. And the count of ball and 2 strikes. De La Cruz last time out. Tough luck loss. Gave up just 1 run on 4 hits in 4 2/3 innings. But that 1 run enough for him to take the loss in a 1-0 defeat against Wilmington. The 1-2. And he got him swinging. 94-mile-an-hour fastball up and away. Ripped it past the barrel of Horvath. And a big out number 2.
Yeah, when De La Cruz rears back and gives you his best fastball, it's tough to hit. Mid to upper 90s, that time 94, but just does seem so easy, as Brooklyn pitching coach Dan McKinney shared with us during our discussion preseason. We were getting the lowdown on all the arms. He said, De La Cruz, the easiest 95 you'll ever see.
He saw it there, and now Matthew Etzel up to the bat. And the first pitch gets away from Hernandez, and that's going to be enough for Prado to take third. It'll be a passed ball on Hernandez. And so just like that, Aberdeen has the game's first run 90 feet away. Matthew Etzel helped create Aberdeen's first run of the series in the ninth inning last night. led off the inning with a triple to the deepest part of the ballpark against Victor Castaneda before scoring on a double from Creed Willems. A 1-0. And this ground ball off the hands to short, backhanded by Lugo. Tough play. Not in time. Edsel legs it out. Edsel, great speed, has 9 stolen bags on the year. Will end up with his 13th RBI in Aberdeen, their first lead of the series. It's 1-0.
And Edsel does nothing but continue to hit. Pair of base knocks yesterday and picking up right where he left off. Entered play today up over 340 on the season with the batting average.
Yeah, that was second in the South Atlantic League. Coming into tonight, had the best OPS in the circuit at 979. Here's another league leader in Creed Willems. And this is a grounder up the middle. Easy play for Lugo this time. Steps on the second base bag for the force. And the side retired. But an unearned run against Felipe De La Cruz in the first inning as a throwing error and an infield base hit by Matthew Edsel gives Aberdeen a 1-0 lead after a half. Here come the Cyclones on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy 2 refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of 2 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Well, he wasn't expecting to make the start when he woke up this morning, but he'll get the ball to begin this ball game today for Aberdeen regardless. Carter Baumler getting the ball for the Ironbirds tonight. Jackson Baumeister, a late scratch earlier today for Aberdeen. So Baumler, who was set to piggyback off of Baumeister in all likelihood tonight, gets the start instead. Baumler, 6'2", 195 pounds, 22 years old, from Des Moines, Iowa. Orioles' fifth-round pick out of Dowling Catholic High School in West Des Moines back in 2020. Omar De Los Santos homered in the first inning yesterday, and he'll lead things off today. First pitch swinging, and a tapper foul towards the on-deck circle. It's no balls and a strike. 1-0 Aberdeen as we head to the home first. Omar hitting at 213. A homer and 6 RBIs. The 0-1. And De Los Santos thought about it, but could not hold up, says Jamal Allen. It's quickly 0-2. Omar 1-for-3 with that 2-run shot and a sack bunt last night. Baumler from the first base side of the rubber. Here's the 0-2. And he struck him out on 3 pitches. Got him on the breaking ball down and away. And Baumler, a 3-pitch strikeout to begin the night. One away in the first. Take a look at Aberdeen defensively behind the righty. Left to right in the outfield. Douglas Hodo the third. Matthew Edsel. And Tavian Josenberger. Here comes the first pitch to Clifford. And a breaking ball drops in for a strike. It's 0-1. Clifford, couple of hits and a walk last night. Hitting at 239 now, a homer, 6 RBIs. League best, 22 walks. The 0-1 outside at 91. It's a ball and a strike. Third to first around the infield, Matt Horvath, Carter Young, Jalen Vasquez, and Creed Willems with Adam Retzbach, the catcher behind the plate. The 1-1. Another fastball, this time a delayed called strike from Allen. And Clifford quickly behind, no balls, and rather 1 ball and 2 strikes. The righty kicks and comes home, and Clifford pulls it on the ground and through the hole between first and second for a base hit. So Ryan Clifford already with his third hit of the series. His on-base streak extends now to six. A 104-mile-an-hour worm burner. And Brooklyn has their first base hit of the night.
Yeah, just left a breaking ball right down Broadway. You can't do that to Ryan Clifford. And good for Clifford, who, you know, I'm sure if you were to ask, wants to see that average uptick a little bit, still finding ways to walk and take pitches and be productive. But three hits now over the past game and change, like you said, Justin.
So now Stanley Consuegra up in the three slot tonight, and he takes a called strike one. Consuegra 1-for-5, had a broken bat RBI single to start the scoring in the first inning yesterday. Hitting at 214, a homer, 9 RBIs. Baumler from the stretch for the first time today, the 0-1. Just a bit inside, and the count even, a ball and a strike. Baumler, fifth-round pick out of high school during the COVID 2020 draft. Was the Orioles' last selection in that five-round draft. The 1-1 is a called strike, and it's quickly 1-2. Baumler, first four appearances this year out of the bullpen, was 2-1, a 3.86 ERA, 7 hits, 9 in the third innings, 4 walks, 8 strikeouts. The kick, the 1-2, and Consuegra over the top for strike three. Looked like the curveball that time from Baumler, and he has a couple of strikeouts, two down. In the bottom of the first for Nick LaRusso. He's got his cheering section adjacent to the visiting third base dugout. Abby and Jada loving the walk-up song selection from Nick LaRusso. Lil Rihanna, as LaRusso takes a strike, it's 0-1. Reached base three times last night, a double, a triple, and a walk. Tied a career high with 3 RBI, the 0-1. And LaRusso swings through the 92-mile-an-hour fastball. And he's quickly behind 0-2. LaRusso hitting at 298. 2 home runs and a team-best 13 RBIs. The 0-2. An old 55-foot breaking ball from Baumler. And LaRusso stays away, a ball and 2 strikes. First outing for Baumler since last Thursday against Jersey Shore, took the loss out of the bullpen, but gave up just 1 run on 2 hits in 3 innings. Throw back to first, and Clifford in standing. 1-0 Aberdeen. Man at first and 2 out in the bottom of the opening frame. Game's only run on an RBI infield base hit from Matthew Etzel. The 1-2 delivery. And LaRusso stays away. Pitch down and away. And the count evens at 2. Baumler making his first start today since last September the 7th. So the final week of the regular season last year, did so for Delmarva against Fredericksburg. Went 3 innings, gave up 3 runs on 4 hits. So first start for Baumler in over half a year. But 2-2. LaRusso pops it in the air. Foul ground, first base side. Willems calling for it. You can hear it all the way up here. And he makes the catch right next to the entrance to the Cyclones first base dugout to retire the side. So Brooklyn gets a one-out single, but can't do anything with it. We are through 1-0 Aberdeen on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
From the day's first pitch to the night's final out, MLB Network sets the stage for fans every day.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens here.
All season long, see the players who are making a statement.
Hey, let's check out the board, folks.
With live games every week.
Inside the park we go.
Cutting-edge baseball chatter, plus highlights, analysis, and live look-ins on MLB Tonight. MLB Network, the game is the star.
Go to the top of the second inning here on Coney Island. Calling all kids, only thing better than curling up with a good book is getting free tickets to see the Cyclones for doing it. All kids 18 and under are invited to join our Home Run Readers program presented by Sledgehouse Media. All you have to do, read four books in your free time, tell us about them, and you'll get two free tickets to a 2024 Cyclones home game. For more information, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/enrichment. Spoke with Christina and Eddie Sledge earlier today, ahead of a day at Shea Day at the ballpark on Saturday. A day at Shea created by Christina and Eddie from Sledgehouse Media. You'll hear a little bit of what they had to say tomorrow on the pregame show. There's Carter Young takes outside, and the count 1-0 and no strikes. But a couple of Brooklynites, Eddie and Christina, very excited to come out with the family, celebrate their book. And Mets baseball on Saturday as Young takes outside 2-0. Great sponsorship programs we've got this summer here in Brooklyn. 2-0 to Young. And De La Cruz again outside. And he's behind 3-0, no strikes. Young 0-for-4 yesterday. Struck out 3 times. Averaged down to a 108. 7-for-65 with 5 driven in. A 3-0. And De La Cruz finds the zone at 94. It's 3-1. Brooklyn wearing the Navy alternates tonight. Cyclones across the chest in gold script. Gold numerals front and back, red drop shadow, the 3-1. And that one upstairs, a called strike. Very delayed again from Jamal Allen. And the count full 3-2. Looked like a strike from here. Just took a while to get there. The payoff pitch. This time high. And Young is aboard with a leadoff walk. So Aberdeen has the leadoff man on to start the second inning. De La Cruz did issue a season-high 3 walks on Thursday. And now one on and nobody out for Jalen Vasquez. Another guy in this league who's quietly had an outstanding start to this season. Not a guy that's received a lot of press. Coming into play today, hitting at 302, a homer, 8 RBIs. An OPS over 900 as De La Cruz misses again up. It's 1-0. De La Cruz, a couple of starts ago against Jersey Shore, ended up being burned by throwing too many strikes. So far today, has only thrown one more strike than ball. A 1-0. And make that even, balls and strikes, as he misses outside to Vasquez. Vasquez entering play today, ninth in the league in batting average. Second in on-base percentage at .456. But he's also eighth in OPS. Eighth and walks as the 2-0 hit off the mask of the catcher Hernandez before it rolls into fair ground. No, they say it didn't hit off the mask. They say that Vasquez made contact with Hernandez's glove, so it's going to be catcher's interference on Hernandez, and they're going to give Vasquez first base. Two umpires discuss for a little bit, and they will indeed call catcher's interference, saying Vasquez hit Hernandez's mitt, so a real tough start for Jose behind the plate tonight. A passed ball that helped lead to the only run of the ball game, and now a catcher's interference call. So two on and nobody out. Douglas Hodo shows bunt, pulls back. And takes outside for ball one.
Well, if it's any solace for De La Cruz, Justin, now you got the 8-9 batters in Hodo and Retzbach. So these are the guys to go get before you flip it over to the top for Josenberger.
A peek back at second, the 1-0. And that sails up and away. It's 2 balls and no strikes. And Hernandez, a jog out to the mound as Felipe all out of sorts here to start on this Wednesday night. But Hodo returned to Aberdeen yesterday from single-A Delmarva. Went 1-for-4, drove in a run in the ninth inning. Between Aberdeen and Delmarva this year, hitting at .208, 2 homers, 5 RBIs. Actually began the year on Aberdeen's initial roster. Was placed on the development list to start the year. And then after that first 3-game series, joined single-A Delmarva on April the 9th. Former sixth-round pick out of Texas. A lot of speed for Hodo, as is the case for a lot of folks in the Aberdeen lineup. The 2-0 pitch, and Hodo swings away. And a swinging bunt foul behind the plate. Two balls and a strike now. And Hodo has reached in four straight, dating back to his time in the Carolina League. Third baseman Tillian playing towards the line. The 2-1. And Hodo down the right field line, a souvenir. Two balls, two strikes now on the Aberdeen left fielder. But Hodo, not the only pro baseball playing Doug Hodo in the family. His dad, also named Doug, part of that College World Series winning Texas squad in 1983. The 2-2 pulled on the ground foul wide of third. And it stays at two balls and two strikes. Two on, nobody out, top two. Aberdeen up by a 1-0 score. If I'm not mistaken, I believe Doug's father would have been teammates with Roger Clemens on that 1983 Texas squad. Also played pro ball, 14th round pick of the Phillies in 1986. The 2-2, and De La Cruz steps off, throw to second. And Young back in, standing up. But the elder Hodo also played in the New York Penn League, the original league Brooklyn was a part of before moving to full season ball. The 2-2, and that sails high. And the count full, three balls and two strikes, and De La Cruz in danger of walking the bases loaded. Again, Douglas's father playing for the 1986 Utica Blue Sox. The payoff pitch, and Hodo fouls it to the screen. And it remains full at three balls and two strikes. So De La Cruz has had to labor a bit here to start, and this will already be his 35th pitch of the night.
I believe the Blue Sox are still around these days. Collegiate summer ball team now, if I'm not mistaken.
I think that's been the case for a lot of old New York Penn League teams. The payoff pitch, outside ball four, and the bases are loaded. So a couple of walks and a catcher's interference. And Aberdeen has loaded the bases without the benefit of a base hit. And there's still nobody out for the nine-hole hitter, Adam Retzbach.
Yeah, De La Cruz has only given up the one base hit up until this point. The RBI single off the bat of Etzel. But outside of that, a lot of misfortune. A couple of walks, that catcher's interference. Obviously the pass ball from earlier that you alluded to, Justin.
So now Retzbach corners in, middle infield back. And Retzbach takes low in the count 1-0. Hasn't exactly been a very big strike zone given by Jamal Allen tonight. And those who have come out to Coney Island giving Allen a little bit of a New York City welcome. The 1-0. And Retzbach fouls it off the hands. It's even at one. Retzbach, 6 for 39 at the plate to start the year. That's a 154 average. No homers, but has brought in four runs. 1 for 4 his last game on Sunday against Jersey Shore. Chance to extend Aberdeen's early lead. The 1-1. And this foul towards the first base seats. And the count 1-2. And Billy Harner chiming in. Utica left the New York Penn League in 2002, and who did the Utica Blue Sox become? None other than the Aberdeen Ironbirds. A little New York Penn League history lesson there. As a swing and a miss, got a big strikeout for De La Cruz. Slider downstairs, and a big out number one here in the second.
Yeah, and a much-needed one at that for De La Cruz. That was the guy to go get. Now you deal with the top of the batting order.
And that strikeout brought to you by our friends at BKFC, the Brooklyn Football Club, bringing soccer back to Coney Island next year in 2025. More info, brooklynfootballclub.com. Tavian Josenberger with an opportunity now, and he fouls the first pitch through the legs of Hernandez. It's 0-1.
I do wonder, Justin, a lot of speed on the base paths here, and Josenberger himself in the batter's box now. I have to wonder how that factors into any sort of decision this Brooklyn infield might make with anything on the ground here.
Third baseman Tillian playing a little bit further back, even with the bag to a degree. LaRusso playing in front of the bag and off the line as Josenberger, a home run hack. Top hand came off the handle. Well, comes up empty. 94 on the gun that time from Felipe. It's 0-2. Quickly 0-2 on the leadoff man, the two-strike pitch. And Josenberger got a good pitch to hit, but fouls it back. And we'll do it again at 0-2. Josenberger started his college career at Kansas, moved on to Arkansas in the SEC. All SEC defense a year ago. Trying to get it done at the plate here. The 0-2. A high fly ball. In a foul ground goes Tillian, calling for it in the shadows on the warning track, squeezes it with both hands for the out. Well, job well done by De La Cruz to get the first two outs. And now Elio Prado will be the batter. As De La Cruz now one out away from getting out of this pickle. Well, Prado scored the game's only run, reached on the two-base throwing error in the first, and came home on the infield knock for Metzel. De La Cruz at the letters, comes home, and this hit on the ground left side and through this time into left field, a base hit. One run is in. Here comes Vasquez to the plate. The throw by Clifford hits the runner in the back, rolls behind the backstop, and the other two men aboard will move up 90 feet to second and third. It's a two-run base hit for Elio Prado, his ninth and tenth RBIs of the year, and Aberdeen takes a 3-0 lead in the second. 101 on the ground through the 5.5 hole, and De La Cruz came so close to getting out of the jam unscathed, but Prado able to deliver the two-run knock. So second and third as the runners advance on the throw. And now Matt Horvath takes outside corner for a strike. And it's 0-1. And that ball from Prado, probably the hardest hit ball we've seen tonight. Proof of how little the contact De La Cruz has given up being hard hit. As Horvath takes outside. And the count even at 1-1. Man, they are really letting Jamal Allen hear it tonight. And by they, I mean it sounds like one guy.
Right on.
The 1-1. And Horvath utterly fooled. Looked like a half-hearted golf swing. And De La Cruz ahead of ball and two strikes. The Ironbirds, who were limited to just two runs in the opening game of the series last night, have already outdone that through an inning and two-thirds today. The 1-2, foul ball, just off the end of the bat. Horvath stays alive. De La Cruz has thrown a lot of pitches in this inning. Had 18 in the first. So this will be his 31st in the second inning. And if he doesn't get Horvath, you'd have to imagine that'll be the end of the line with action percolating down the line and right. The 1-2. High, two balls and two strikes. Bottom of the 6 o'clock hour in the East alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock. Second and third, two out. Aberdeen, two runs in the inning. They have an early 3-0 lead tonight. The 2-2. And Horvath pulls it in the air. Good height, but well foul. This one landing on top of the canopy up along the third base side. And a couple of folks chasing after it like their life depends on it. Just a baseball, guys. But hey, if you can come away with a free souvenir, go get it. So 2-2 it remains. And another pitch from De La Cruz outside, 94 with the fastball. And the count full, three balls and two strikes.
Very surprised we didn't hear from our friend down below on that one.
Might be a bit hoarse after the first couple of innings here
That's
tonight.
That's true.
Give that voice a rest. The payoff pitch. Inside corner, strike three called. 93 on the inside, Black, and De La Cruz able to escape further damage in the inning. Bud Aberdeen picks up two more runs on just one hit, an error, and two men left. One and a half complete. Brooklyn with some work to do with the bats. They trail 3-0 on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, every Friday night home game with the Brooklyn Cyclones is a mouth-watering adventure with our Taste of Brooklyn series. Devour chili-dusted tortilla chips and fire-roasted salsa, Nathan's famous hot dogs, and a rotating selection of fan-voted best ballpark foods. Plus, exclusive dishes from local Brooklyn restaurants. And for dessert, a delightful donut hole bar. Join us at the all-new patio party at the hot corner along the third base line. It's the perfect spot to enjoy the game and indulge in Brooklyn's best bites. Tickets are just $55. Don't miss the ultimate Friday night out with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park. Grab your tickets now by logging on to brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Amazing starts here.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom two, William Lugo, Junior Tilley, and Nolan McClain, the three scheduled to bat. We'll see how Carter Baumler does after the extended break in the top of the second inning. Felipe De La Cruz needed 30-plus pitches to get through the inning. First pitch back from Baumler, and Lugo takes high for ball one. Lugo, RBI base hit in the first inning last night, was 1-for-4. 8-for-63 at the plate to start the year. The 1-0 pitch, outside corner, a strike. And the count even at one. No homers, 6 RBIs for Lugo. Aberdeen and the Carolina blue uniforms tonight. The 1-1. Inside at 91, 2 balls and a strike. Ironbirds and white script letters across the chest. White numerals front and back with an orange border. And the matching Tar Heel blue pants. The 2-1. Lugo pulls it on the ground, sharply hit to third. Horvath stays down on it, and a good strong throw to Willems gets Lugo for the first out. So that brings up Junior Tillian. Did not play in the series opener yesterday. 1-for-3 with a walk in the series finale on Sunday. He has a 4-game hit streak coming into the night, and he takes high for ball one. 4-for-13 in that series against Wilmington. Picked up a base hit in every game he played. 11-for-58 at the plate to start the year. A 190 average, the 1-0. And Tillian pops it straight up. Well, it stay in fair ground, ranging into foul territory. Willems, and a little more than halfway down the first baseline towards home, makes the grab for the second out.
Well, Baumler appears to be unfazed by that long layoff, as you mentioned, Justin, in the top of the second. Two very quick outs to start the home second here.
Already a couple of foul pops to the first baseman to go along with a couple of strikeouts, as now Nolan McClain steps into the batter's box. The first pitch to Nolan. Outside, it's 1-0. McClain, 0-for-3 with a walk last night, has reached in each of his first 9 games as a position player this year. 8-for-33. It's a .242 average. 2 homers, 6 batted in. As McClain swings through the change, it's even at a ball and a strike.
Well, he's got some violent swing, doesn't he? When he lets loose and looks like he wants to square one up, even on that where he comes up empty. Such a hack.
The 1-1. Below the knees, it's 2 balls and a strike. Yeah, McClain does not get cheated on any pitch. That's also why he tends to hit the ball a long way when he does make contact. The 2-1. Thought about it. Did he go? No on appeal, says Connor Kroll. 3-1 now on Nolan. Kroll on the bases tonight. Jamal Allen calling the balls and strikes. Here's the 3-1. And McClain couldn't hold up this time. Good off-speed delivery at 86 and the count full 3-2. Jose Hernandez waiting on deck. Now the payoff pitch. And McClain powers one in the air to left. Back goes Hoda to the warning track, and he's going to turn into a spectator. McClain's done it again. Nolan McClain way beyond the left field fence, and Brooklyn's on the board. His third home run of the season makes it 3-1 Aberdeen in the second.
Well, a couple of swings ago, we saw that violent swing where he came up empty-handed, but not that time. Tattooed that one.
103.5 off the bat. 363 the listed distance on that home run ball from McClain, and another McMash from McClain. And the first pitch to Jose Hernandez outside for ball one. Well, people said, you read the reports on McClain after the draft, as Hernandez takes low, it's 2-0, is that, you know, he's more advanced as a pitcher. And the question was whether or not would he develop too fast as a pitcher that his bat couldn't keep up. McClain has said the joke's on you so far in 2024 as Hernandez gets his hands up and ropes it down the left field line off the base of the fence. Jose on his way to second. Hodo's throw into second offline. Well, Jose Hernandez had to face Kodai Senga at Citi Field on Monday. We joked with him whether or not it would be easier for him to face South Atlantic League pitching after facing the Ghost Fork. Well, one at-bat later, he's got a double, and Brooklyn will bring the tying run to the plate.
Yeah, you go from a Ghost Fork to a fastball that's 92 up in the zone, and Jose did not miss it.
104 down the line for Hernandez. His first extra base hit as a Brooklyn Cyclone in his first at-bat since facing Kodai Senga. And that double by Jose Hernandez calls for a Barrel Smith barrel-aged cocktail. Put the barrel on the ball. Kevin Villavicencio shows bunt, pulls back, and takes outside and low for ball one. So 3-1 Aberdeen. But after the first five batters, really first six batters were relatively put away with ease. Nolan McClain changing the makeup of this inning. As Villavicencio takes in the dirt, it's two balls and no strikes.
And just like that, a base hit here from Villavicencio could be looking at a one-run ball game as much as momentum was on Aberdeen's side in the top half of the frame. Again, Justin, these Cyclones showing a certain level of resiliency and an ability to respond rather quickly.
Villavicencio hitting at 206, no homers, two RBIs, and a foul tip into the glove of Retzbach. It's two balls and a strike. Kevin playing for the first time since last Friday against Wilmington. Went 1-for-3, doubled and scored a run in that ball game. Picked up a base hit in four straight. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball down. And Baumler runs it even, two balls and two strikes. Top of the lineup, Omar De Los Santos waiting on deck. A peek back at second from Baumler. Now the 2-2. And Villavicencio chops it foul up the third baseline. Still at two balls and two strikes. Baumler, guy dealt with a lot of injuries. Suffered an elbow injury in his second bullpen after being drafted. And at the Orioles fall instructional camp in 2020, had a torn UCL in his right elbow, needed Tommy John surgery, came back after missing all of 2021, made four starts with Delmarva in 2022, and then had shoulder inflammation shut him down for the rest of the year. As Villavicencio foul tip into the glove of Retzbach for strike three. And the side retired. But Brooklyn does get a run back on the long home run to left by Nolan McClain. We are through two. 3-1 Aberdeen on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Going to want to come out to Coney Island on Sunday, our Cinco de Mayo celebration. It's part of our Copa de la Diversión series here on Coney Island. Got a great menu as part of Cinco de Mayo on Sunday. Our Sunday brunch will feature tajin Bloody Marys, egg chorizo and potato tacos with pico de gallo, churro French toast, that sounds incredible, grapefruit and avocado salad, elote dip with chili dusted chips, and of course the usual bagels, breakfast spreads and breads and much more. Should be a great day on Sunday, but as we go to the top of the third, here's Johnny with the play-by-play.
Justin, thank you. Heart of the order due up for Aberdeen, and Felipe De La Cruz's first toss of the top of the third is a changeup inside to the lefty hitting Matthew Etzel, 1-0. Aberdeen 3, Brooklyn 1 here in the top of the third. De La Cruz, the southpaw, quick to work, is 1-0 home. Is a breaking ball called strike on the outside corner, and it is 1-1. Etzel singled home a run in the first. Aberdeen put up one in the top of the first, then responded with two more in the top of the second, off a two RBI single from Elio Prado. Lefty-lefty matchup, 1-1. Slow roller on the left side, shortstop Lugo on a backhand, deep in the hole, his throw not in time. Nice job by the speedy Etzel, who does have 9 stolen bags this year, to leg that one out for a leadoff single.
I think they need to move Lugo a little more to his right. That's the second time in as many at-bats Etzel has hit that dribbler just to the right of Lugo, and he's had to range a long way to try and make an off-balance throw, and Etzel's legged it out both times.
Second straight inning as well that Aberdeen has put the leadoff man aboard. Now Creed Willems up, another lefty bat. Third baseman Tillian off the line, pickoff attempt, runner takes off for second, throw to second from the first baseman is in time.
That was interesting.
So De La Cruz stepped off through to LaRusso at first. At that point, though, Etzel had already darted for second base, so LaRusso just had to relay it over to second to the shortstop Lugo, who applied the tag for the out. Foul tip for strike two now to Creed Willems, and he's behind nothing and two.
I was just surprised Etzel didn't slide on that play. I know the throw beat him down there. I thought he might have a chance if he slid in feet first.
Willems takes down and away for ball one.
For no other reason, we saw Aberdeen apparently on last night's game look like the throw beat the runner to second base but still got underneath the tag.
Right. It is a 1-1 count to Willems, and he takes a called strike on the outside corner. 1-2, 93 on the outer black that time from De La Cruz. So despite putting the leadoff man on, its base is empty, one away, and De La Cruz ahead, 1-2. Here's his pitch. Willems, a big chopper on the right side. Second baseman Villavicencio charging in. Underhand toss to first for out number two. So a nice response from De La Cruz after the leadoff single. Now its base is empty, two away for Carter Young. Young walked his first time up and later came around to score. Tough day for Young yesterday, 0-4 in the series opener with 3 strikeouts. Still at just a .108 to start the season. Shows bunt on the first pitch. Misses low for ball one. De La Cruz winds and fires, and a foul ball grounded on the first base side. Brooklyn in the home half of the third will send the top of the order up to bat. De Los Santos, Clifford, and Consuegra. Pitch clock reset. De La Cruz working from the full windup. Here's the pitch. Misses outside in the lefty batter's box. 2-1. Shadows creeping onto the infield. Plenty of sunlight and blue skies to go around. We had a 6 p.m. start. Technically 6:03, if you want to be precise. 2-1. Misses just a little bit off the plate, and it is 3-1 now to the righty swinging Carter Young. But that elevated start time, because we've got a noon matinee tomorrow. Hope you'll join us. 3-1. Misses up and away, and it is 4. So a two-out walk issued by De La Cruz. Second time he has put Carter Young on the base pads via the base on balls. And it's a runner on first with two gone for Jalen Vasquez. Vasquez reached his first time up as well, because the catcher, Jose Hernandez, stuck out the mitt a little too far. Catcher's interference as Vasquez's glove, or should say bat, just nicked it. Third baseman Dillian in towards the grass. First pitch swinging. It's a flare into shallow right center, and it drops in front of the center fielder Consuegra. Stanley bluffs a throw in. Runner stays put at second regardless. So it's first and second with two out. Two out single from Vasquez. Now Douglas Hodo next. So De La Cruz surrenders his now fourth hit of this ballgame. Aberdeen threatening here a potential two-out rally after the walk and the single. So De La Cruz, who really hasn't had a clean inning yet up until this point, will try to dance his way out of yet another jam. Hodo walked his first time up. Righty batter wearing bright neon batting gloves. First pitch down and in, 1-0. Yeah, the bright neon orange, I should say, to pair with that orange piece of lumbery sports just off the right shoulder. 1-0 upcoming. De La Cruz, a deep exhale, stare back towards second. Now 1-0 home. Fastball misses high above the zone at 93, and it's 2-0. Seems like De La Cruz just falling behind in counts a little bit. Has had to play come from behind more often than not so far tonight. Only 38 of his 66 pitches have been strikes. The 2-0 flared in the air down the right field line. Hooking foul, and this will land in the seats. So 2-1. Runners were off on contact. They'll need to retreat back to their respective bases. It's Young on second. Vasquez behind him on first.
Yeah, and it's pretty much been even so far tonight, Johnny. 9 of the 17 batters De La Cruz has faced, he's thrown first pitch balls to.
He does have two retired here, top three. 3-1 Aberdeen. This pitch hit on the ground down the third base line. Tillian on a backhand race to the third base bag, and he steps on it in time to beat the runner Young and retire the side. So nothing doing in the frame for Aberdeen despite putting two on with two out. We go to the bottom of the third. Brooklyn down a pair. It's 3-1 Ironbirds on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
Oh, Stanley Consuegra due up third as we go to the bottom of the third from Maimonides Park. Aberdeen a 3-1 lead on top of the Cyclones. With Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowicz, Omar De Los Santos, then Ryan Clifford, and then the aforementioned Stanley Consuegra to get it started as Brooklyn tries to claw their way back into this thing. Down by two here, bottom three. Cyclones did score one in the bottom of the second. Right-hander Carter Baumler's first toss of inning number three is a called strike, started him out with a changeup, and it's 0-1. Omar De Los Santos 0-1, a swinging strikeout his first time up. Baumler from the full wind, 0-1. And De Los Santos takes a fastball just outside. One ball and one strike to the Brooklyn right fielder. Omar at 2-13 did have a two-run homer yesterday. 1-1. De Los Santos swings and grounds it on the left-hand side. Young, the shortstop, collects and throws it over in time to get the speedy De Los Santos. Well, Young had to range all the way over to practically directly behind the second base bag. It was a very nice job to get to that baseball to begin with, and then just muscled it over to get De Los Santos, who has plenty of wheels, for out number one. So one up, one down for Carter Baumler in this bottom of the third. Now Ryan Clifford next, a lefty batter. We told you about Baumler's injury history. Hasn't really played a full season of baseball since going back to his high school days. First toss to Ryan Clifford. Breaking ball that misses inside for ball one, and presumably his junior season of high school. His senior year was 2020 with the pandemic. 1-0. Clifford takes a little bit inside. Two balls and no strikes. In fact, since Baumler heard his name called by the Orioles back in that 2020 draft, he's only logged 38 and two-thirds innings since then. 2-0. Clifford taps it down the first baseline. First baseman Willems collects and keeps it himself. Plants his right foot on the bag for out number two. So two up, two down for Baumler. Those 38 and two-thirds innings, I should say, coming into 2024. And it appears as if this might be the end of the line for Baumler. Aberdeen manager Felipe Rojas Jr. out of the dugout on the third base side, and he will indeed take the ball from the right-hander. Call to the bullpen for the Ironbirds. We'll have the new arm for you. It's bases empty, two gone here, bottom three, on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast, because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer, because amazing starts here.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Go to the bullpen for Aberdeen, Juan De Los Santos, 6'3", 250, 21-year-old on. Stanley Kinswager, the batter, Johnny.
Bases empty and two gone. First pitch to Stanley Kinswager. Misses low for 1-0. Yeah, good thing Jeffrey De Los Santos not in the lineup for Brooklyn today. Then we'd have three De Los Santoses to keep track of. Omar and Jeffrey, Brooklyn outfielders. And now Juan, the Aberdeen reliever on appeal, pitch number two. Is a strike. Stanley Kinswager did go around, says the base umpire Connor Kroll. And it's 1-1. So De Los Santos on. He takes the spot of Carter Baumler, who goes just 2 2/3. 1-1. Kinswager takes a called strike on the inner half. It's 1-2. Only real mistake Baumler made was a pitch middle that he gave to Nolan McLean, who deposited beyond the advertisements and over the fence in left field. So now De Los Santos on. Aberdeen leading 3-1 here in the bottom of the third. Ahead on Kinswager, 1-2. De Los Santos deals. Kinswager lasers one down the left field line, and this one off the fence. Hodo plays it off a hop. Quick throw in. Stanley slides in safe at second base. Kinswager barreled it up. Not quite enough to get it out of here. But gave it a ride, a one hop off the wall, an extra base hit for Kinswager, and Brooklyn in business, runner in scoring position here with two gone for Nick LaRusso.
Yeah, I don't even think Kinswager hit that ball off the barrel. 90.7 miles an hour off the bat. I think that was nearly a home run down the line and left off the end of Kinswager's bat.
Nick LaRusso next, two gone and a runner on second base. De Los Santos deals the first pitch. LaRusso takes down and in, 1-0. LaRusso 0-for-1 today, popped up to first base his first time up. 1-0 the count to the former Maryland Terrapin. De Los Santos steals. LaRusso ropes it through the hole on the left side for a base hit. Kinswager chugging his way around third. Throw not in time. Nick LaRusso, another RBI, and Brooklyn shaves the deficit to one. It's 3-2.
Another frozen rope by Nick LaRusso. 101 miles an hour, and that sailing throw by Hodo and left, allowing LaRusso to take second. Now all of a sudden, Johnny, the Cyclones have the tying run in scoring position and a couple of well-stung balls against De Los Santos fresh out of the bullpen.
So a rude welcoming for De Los Santos as he enters this game, surrenders a double to Kinswager, and then an RBI single to LaRusso. Now it's William Lugo's turn with LaRusso off second and two gone. First pitch, called strike on the inside corner to Lugo, and it's nothing and one. What an opportunity this would be here for Lugo to try to pull Brooklyn even. 0-1. Takes a little bit inside. One ball and one strike. 96 on the gun from De Los Santos that time. But Lugo at just 127. Did score a run and drive one in yesterday as part of that Brooklyn 7-run first. Chance to pull the Clones even here. 1-1. Lugo takes a called strike on the inner black, and it's 1-2. But another RBI for Nick LaRusso, make it now number 14 on the season for him. Just continues to come up in the clutch for this Brooklyn squad, particularly with runners on base. 1-2. Lugo takes outside, two balls and two strikes. Two. Lugo takes low, and it's 3-2. A nice job by William not to chase there at a pitch that was below the zone.
Yeah, that was tunneled well by De Los Santos. Looked like a fastball until it fell off the table.
Lugo just 2 for his last 16 at the plate. Runner on second, 2 gone, 3-2 Aberdeen, payoff. Lugo takes low and away, ball 4. So after Carter Baumler retired the first two men of the inning, Juan De Los Santos comes on and goes double, single, walk. Now he has to face Junior Tillian with two on and two out. LaRusso on second. Lugo behind him on first. Righty-righty matchup with Tillian standing in. First toss to Junior. Takes a called strike on the inside corner. 96 from De Los Santos, who has flashed that a couple of times. Mid to upper 90s with the velo on the fastball. Ahead on Tillian, 0-1. Right-hander from the stretch, belts at the pitch. Tillian smacks it on the ground, first base side. Willems off a hop, snares it, and steps on the bag to retire the side. Brooklyn does get one back, though. They find themselves trailing 3-2 as we go to the fourth on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer because amazing starts here.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Felipe De La Cruz back out for his fourth inning of work. Brooklyn starter has surrendered 3 runs on 4 hits up until this point. His Cyclones trailing 3-2 as we go to the bottom of the fourth. Or should say top of the fourth, pardon me. 9-1-2 due up for Aberdeen here to get the fourth inning underway. First, Adam Retzbach. De La Cruz's first pitch misses up and away. 1-0 to the Aberdeen catcher. Retzbach 0-1, a swinging strikeout his first time up. De La Cruz does have 3 strikeouts through 3 innings. 1-0 to Retzbach. Swing and a miss. 92 on the heater that time from De La Cruz. And it's 1-1. Well, De La Cruz has gone at least 4 full innings in all 4 of his starts this season. Entering play tonight, the 1-1. Retzbach takes a breaking ball for a called strike. And it is 1-2.
We'll see what the pitch count is for Felipe tonight. Last time out, a season-high 84 pitches, so maybe they'll let him go past 90 for the first time this year.
De La Cruz deals a 1-2, misses just a bit outside. And it is 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Retzbach did not play yesterday, making his series debut. Just 1 for his last 12 at the dish. 2-2. Retzbach gets a comebacker off a hop. De La Cruz collects, and a rainbow toss over to first in time for out number 1. Good reflexes by Felipe there to see the grounder all the way through. 1-1 in the top of the fourth. Now Tavian Josenberger for the third time tonight. Leadoff man 0-2 up until this point. 0-6 in the series. Did draw a walk yesterday. De La Cruz hides his face behind the mitt. First toss. Josenberger shows bunt, gets it down the first baseline. De La Cruz picks it up, his throw not in time. Too much speed by the Aberdeen leadoff man, and the Ironbirds have a runner on with 1 away.
Looked like De La Cruz hesitated just a little bit. Maybe had a better option underhand, flipping it to the first baseman LaRusso instead of spinning and throwing. But Josenberg's speed creating that indecision from Felipe.
Yeah, he's got 14 steals on the year, so if he gets down a good bunt, chances are you're going to have to make one heck of a play to get him in time at first. See if he wants to try to swipe bag number 15 here. First pitch to Prado, misses down and away, 1-0. I guess the one benefit here for De La Cruz is the fact that he is a lefty. So in theory, if Josenberger does want to think about taking off, it would be in De La Cruz's direct line of sight as he comes set. As he does now at the letters, behind 1-0 to Prado, and a toss over to first. Backstanding. Didn't even have to dive. De La Cruz just reminding Josenberger that he's thinking about him. Aberdeen trying to extend their one-run lead. It's 3-2 Ironbirds here, top four. Some tossing getting underway down the right field line in Brooklyn's bullpen. Another toss over, and this time they've got Josenberger in a pickle. Throw to second. Now Josenberger retreats back towards first. LaRusso, the first baseman, chasing him down, and he flips to the shortstop, Lugo, who finally applies the tag. So Josenberger retired in the rundown for out number two, and the base is empty. So that time, the speed and the antsiness, if you will, of Josenberger just got a little too far ahead of himself, and there are two away. What are they screaming over there in the video room?
I think they were counting the numbers of the rundown, and Rick Rosetto, the public address announcer, I think he had bingo with the 1-3-6-3-4, I believe was the official put out on the pickoff.
2-0 the count on the right-hander Prado. De La Cruz's 1-0 missed inside. Now here comes his 2-0 pitch. Fastball strike outside corner, 2-1. So Prado, up for the third time tonight, has reached each of his first times through. Reached on an error and then singled home a pair, 2-1. Prado takes down and away, 3-1 to him. The DH tonight for Aberdeen, still trying to get things going offensively, just 180 coming into play. 3-1, Prado swings and flares it foul out into the parking lot, 3-2. So what a way this would be for De La Cruz to respond nicely here in the fourth, face the minimum, and perhaps tie a bow on his day and make it all five starts where he's gone at least four frames. 3-2, foul ball. Back to the screen, and we'll do it again at 3-2. Douglas Orellana went 4-1/3 yesterday for Brooklyn. Did not allow a run. Only 3 hits. Walked just one batter. Line not quite as tidy for Felipe up until this point. 3-2. On check swing, he went around on appeal. So Prado down on strikes. Felipe De La Cruz. If this is the end to his day, he does exit as the pitcher of record on the losing side, but does face the minimum in the top of the fourth. Let's go to the home half. Brooklyn still down 1-3-2 on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends Night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea and a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch package. Dive into a 2-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Seven, eight, nine, two up for Brooklyn in the bottom of the fourth. Cyclones trail 3-2. We welcome you back to Maimonides Park. First pitch of inning number four. Nolan McLean, a righty batter, takes a called strike on the outer edge from Juan de los Santos. Nothing in one. McLean responsible for half of Brooklyn's run scoring today. Did hit a solo shot in the second. Pops this one up. Behind the plate, ticketed for the seats. And Nolan behind, nothing in two. McLean 0 for 3 yesterday. Is just 2 for his last 15. But he has left the ballpark once already tonight. 0-2. McLean takes in the dirt. One ball and two strikes. So Juan de los Santos, second Aberdeen pitcher of the night up until this point. Spent all of 2022 and all of 2023 with Single-A Delmarva, the Shorebirds. Ahead on McLean, 1-2. Here's the pitch. McLean takes a fastball low at 96 on the gun. Two balls and two strikes. Yeah, 46 combined games between those two seasons for De Los Santos, who really kind of started out his pro ball career as a starting pitcher. You go back to 2022, all but one of his 22 appearances were in a starting capacity. But his record was just 2-9. 2-2, McLean swings and misses at the breaking ball. And De Los Santos has a strikeout to begin this bottom of the fourth. First punch out of the night for De Los Santos after Carter Baumler, Aberdeen's starter, retired three batters via the strikeout. So then you fast forward to last year for De Los Santos and started out the year as a starter, but by season's end had shifted gears to a reserve role, started 15 of his 24 appearances. Jose Hernandez swings and misses over the top of a breaking ball. Nothing in one. And even last year for De Los Santos, again, not to say wins, losses is the best way to go about judging a pitcher, but just 1-10 a season ago. 0-1. Misses a little bit outside. Ball and a strike to the righty batting Hernandez. Aberdeen leading 3-2 here, bottom four. Both teams have five hits, but Brooklyn has three errors. Righty-righty matchup. De Los Santos is 1-1. Misses down and away. It's two balls and one strike. So you do your math. That means a combined 46 games, De Los Santos with Delmarva, a record of just 3-19. 2-1. Called strike, it's 2-2. Almost feels like for a record that bad, it's got to be a certain level of luck involved as well. That's not to say he was terrible. ERA 4.29 in year one, 4.60 in year two. Certainly not great. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Hernandez right through a heater. He chased the high cheese. And back-to-back strikeouts for De Los Santos, showcasing that velocity here in the fourth. And its base is empty, two away for Kevin Villavicencio. But De Los Santos now at the high A level with Aberdeen. Has not made a single start. This is eighth appearance, and it has all been out of the bullpen. Villavicencio hammers one down the left field line, but this hook's foul. Out towards the Thunderbolts, 0-1, plenty of distance. Villavicencio just couldn't quite time it up. And a very loud strike one to begin this two-out at-bat. But despite the velocity, De Los Santos, less than a strikeout per inning guy, 0-1. Fastball for a strike, that time 95. It's nothing in two. Last year with Delmarva, 90 innings of work, 89 strikeouts, just falling short of that notation. Ahead 0-2, here's the pitch. Misses down and away, one ball and two strikes. Kevin making his first appearance of the series, didn't play yesterday. Struck out swinging his first time up tonight. 1-2, De Los Santos wearing his Carolina blue jersey, 1-2, and Villavicencio fights it the other way for a base hit. Sinks in front of the right fielder, Josenberger, and Brooklyn has a man aboard here in the home fourth. There is some tossing getting going down the left field line in Aberdeen's bullpen. Feels like De Los Santos just came on, but he has surrendered now three hits already over less than two full innings of work. And we told you earlier, he is exclusively a reliever now, so not necessarily expected to carry a tremendous workload. Back to the top we go for Omar De Los Santos. First pitch is a ball. Runner goes. Throw down. Not in time. It's a stolen bag for Kevin Villavicencio, and Brooklyn puts the tying run in scoring position. Third swipe of the year for Kevin. So that makes this at-bat for Omar that much more important with the tying run on second base. Vasquez, Aberdeen second baseman, shaded towards the bag. Time called on a pitch clock reset. One ball and no strikes on the righty swinging De Los Santos. No relation, as far as we know at least, between Omar the batter and Juan the pitcher. 1-0. Misses in the dirt. Via Vicencio darts for third base, and he'll take it without a throw.
No, that was a balk, I think, called that time the base umpire. So that pitch won't count. But they will give Via Vicencio third base with the tying run.
So the count will stay 1-0 on De Los Santos. Not necessarily a huge difference with two gone. Not as if a sac fly would be in play here, but a chat on the mound now occurring with Juan De Los Santos, Adam Retzbach, the Aberdeen catcher, as well as the Ironbirds pitching coach. That is Jordy Henry. Right now, Felipe Rojas Jr. still in the dugout on the third base side. See what exactly the approach is here. Perhaps just buying a bit of time for the arm, the right-hander, to warm down the left field line.
It looks like Luis Sanchez, the righty, getting ready down the line and left for Aberdeen.
It is a 1-0 count, though, so it'll be a bit odd to see the change come here in the middle of an at-bat. But after the balk, runner on third, maybe Aberdeen, from a strategic standpoint, just thinking about changing things up a bit. Rojas Jr. appears to be staying put, though, so Omar De Los Santos is Juan De Los Santos's to go get. 1-0 the count, two gone, tying run on third base. The righty set at the belt, 1-0. De Los Santos hits it off the hands, pops it up right-hand side. Willems, the first baseman, two steps into foul ground, makes the catch to retire the side. So Brooklyn does get the tying run to third, but no further at the end of four. Aberdeen 3, Brooklyn 2 on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but there's so many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Felipe De La Cruz's day all done as Brooklyn makes a call to the bullpen. Final line for the Southpaw. Four innings, five hits, three runs. Only one of those three earned, though. Three walks, four strikeouts. Brett Banks on to take his place as we go to the top of the fifth, and he'll have a tall task here. 3-4-5 due up for the Ironbirds. Aberdeen leading 3-2. Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. Matt Horvath will lead things off against Brett Banks here in the fifth. And the first pitch from the right-hander. A called strike on the outside corner of the count, 0-1. Banks, 6'3", 205 pounds. 22 years old from Garner, North Carolina. The kick, the 0-1. And Horvath rolls it on the ground to short, coming on Lugo. And his jump throw in time for the out. And the leadoff man retired. In the fifth, Banks making his fourth appearance with Brooklyn. A 1-0 record, has yet to allow a run. He hasn't allowed a hit either. 2 2/3 innings, a walk, Couple strikeouts, started the year at single-A St. Lucie, made three appearances there, picked up a save for joining the Cyclones on the 16th of April. Matthew Etzel, a couple of infield base hits today, also has an RBI. Third baseman Tillian playing in towards the lip of the would-be grass, and the fastball from Banks up and away. And the count 1-0, 92 on the heater that time. De La Cruz does go four full. Gives up the three runs, but only one of those three earned because of the three errors. The 1-0, and Etzel takes outside. It's two balls and no strikes. Gives up the five hits, walks three, strikes out four. The leash for De La Cruz right around 80. 82 pitches tonight, 48 in the zone. Lights on here at the stadium as the 2-0 breaking ball from Banks drops in for a strike. It's 2-1. Banks, former high school teammate of Nolan McLean at Garner Magnet High School in North Carolina. McLean used to be his catcher. The 2-1. And a fastball ripped by Etzel, and the count now even, two balls and two strikes. Aberdeen, three runs, five hits, no errors. They've left five. Brooklyn, two runs, six hits, three errors tonight. They have left five as well. They're in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour here in the east. Sun's still shining, though. Shadows covering the diamond as Etzel waits back and fouls it off. And it remains a two-ball, two-strike count. Get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. Here in the top half of the fifth inning. Great to see Sandy the Seagull high atop Maimonides Park, getting ready for a little sock toss in between innings as this looped up the middle and threw into center field for a base hit. A three-hit night for Matthew Etzel, and his incredible start to the 2024 season continues. Came into play today, second in the league in batting. That 3.43 average going to continue to creep up with a three-hit performance tonight. So one on, one out for Creed Willems. Came into play today, leading the league in RBI, and tied for the league lead with six home runs. The righty comes home, and Banks misses down and in. One ball, no strikes. Willems 0 for 2 tonight, a fielder's choice. His first time up. And a ground out to second his last trip. Our Coney Convo's trivia question tonight. First the 1-0, and a pitch up and in as Hernandez bluffs a throw behind the runner at first. Two balls and no strikes, but back in 2014, Jacob DeGrom set a record for consecutive strikeouts to start a game by a rookie. Struck out eight straight to start a ball game against the Marlins. As time called, a pitch clock violation on Banks. And that's going to make it 3-0 on Willems, much to the chagrin of the Coney Island crowd. Looks like Sandy's trying to eat some socks right now. Don't know how tasty they are. Don't know if he got them out of the fryer at Nathan's behind the left field wall. In that case, could be good. As Willems takes a strike, it's 3-1. I think the problem might now be trying to get the socks
I think
out of his
stuck.
Mouth.
Yeah.
Runner goes, and Willems stings one on the ground at second. No chance to get the lead runner. But Villavicencio makes the play on a first for the second out. So Etzel in scoring position for Carter Young. But DeGrom set the Mets franchise record, eight straight strikeouts to start a game as a rookie in 2014, which at the time tied the major league record. But our question today, the original record was set on this date in 1980. Here's Carter Young, and he takes low. And the count 1-0, so our question is, who was that initial man to set the Mets record who struck out six straight batters to start a ball game on this date in 1980. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know. A look back at second for Banks. The 1-0 pitch. And Young takes outside. Two balls and no strikes. Young, two plate appearances tonight. He's walked both times. Starting to sound and feel more like summer with each passing day here out on Coney Island. The 2-0. And that down and away. Three balls and no strikes on Young with Jalen Vasquez waiting on deck. You always know summer is creeping closer and closer once you start hearing the music blaring in from beyond the outfield fence towards Luna Park. The 3-0. And a fastball over at 92. And the count 3-1 now on Young. Aberdeen a 3-2 lead. Edsel the man at second with two out. Brooklyn took the opening game of the series last night 9-2. The 3-1. Young a ground ball up the middle via Vicencio to his right. Sets and throws for the out. And Banks does a good job keeping Aberdeen off the scoreboard in the fifth. No runs, a hit, one left at the end of four and a half. Halfway home on this Wednesday night. 3-2 Aberdeen on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Luis Sanchez is the new arm in the game for Aberdeen, and he gets 2-3-4 here. Bottom five, Cyclones down a run. It's 3-2 in the fifth, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny, as Ryan Clifford attacks the first pitch from Sanchez and fouls it off. And the count 0-1. Clifford, 1-for-2 tonight. Stung a single to right back in the first inning. So Sanchez, third arm, used today by Felipe Rojas Jr. in Aberdeen as Clifford takes low and the count 1-1. Sanchez, 6 feet tall, 167 pounds. 21 years old from San Francisco de Macorís in the Dominican. The 1-1. And there is a fastball on the outside corner, 96 that time from Sanchez. And Clifford behind, a ball and two strikes. Sanchez, eighth appearance of the year. 0-2 record, an ERA of 9. The 1-2. And Clifford lifts it in the air down the left field line, but this one will land out by the Ironbird bullpen. Two balls and two strikes. Sanchez has only given up 3 hits in 5 innings. The issue has been the walks. Issued 9 free passes and also hit 3 batters with 8 strikeouts. The 1-2 up and in. 99 that time from Sanchez. And the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. We've seen him go with the fastball as low as 95, as high as 99. The 2-2. Breaking ball on the outside corner. Strike 3 called. Good slider there from Sanchez. Clifford down on strikes for the first down in the fifth. But back to our Coney Convos trivia question of the night. We'll get you the answer in the sixth inning. Jacob DeGrom in 2014 tied the major league record, set the Mets franchise record for consecutive strikeouts to start a ball game with eight. On this date in 1980, the original mark was set with six as Stanley Consuegra spins himself into the ground trying to avoid that breaking ball. And the count want to know, but who had that original mark in 1980? Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know. The 1-0, and Consuegra fouls it off the hands. And the count even at a ball and a strike. Sanchez last year started the season at single-A Delmarva. Missed basically the last half of the season. The 1-1 in the dirt. It's two balls and a strike. Was placed on the IL on June 27th. Did not come back the rest of the way. Sanchez not on the Orioles' top 30 prospect list, but a guy with scouts and people in the Orioles organization's attention. It's a slider high, and it's three balls and a strike. He's sort of gotten the idea why early in this appearance tonight, that fastball dialed up to as high as 99. You've seen the good slider. That got Clifford looking. The 3-1 coming to Consuegra. And this one scalded down the line and left. That one might have taken out a sausage cart. 3-2.
116 off the bat.
Goodness. Yeah, that'll leave a dent. The payoff pitch. And Consuegra in the air, right center field. Back into his left. Etzel on the move. Makes the running grab. What a great catch by Etzel back into his left to take away extra bases from Stanley Consuegra.
Yeah, it's not going to go in the highlight reel, but a really nice job tracking that ball down. Took the exact path he needed to, and with plus speed, made it look easy.
And sort of in the Cody Bellinger territory, you don't see too many first basemen out there roaming center. And Etzel making it look easy out in center field tonight as Nick LaRusso swings away, pops it in the air, foul. And this one will land in the first base seats. It's 0-1. LaRusso, RBI single to left his last time up, made it a 3-2 ball game. But Sanchez, at one point, seen that fastball touch as high as 102 miles an hour. And some scouts have drawn some comparisons with that fastball-slider combination. And you can hit those kinds of numbers on the radar gun. As LaRusso takes a strike, it's 0-2. Folks like Emmanuel Clase of the Guardians, Yoan Duran, the Twins also mentioned, as Sanchez hits the bottom of the zone at 100 miles an hour. Strike three called. If you want to get specific, 100.8. And that's why Sanchez is getting those kinds of comparisons to two of the best relief arms in the major leagues. To the 6th, 3-2 Aberdeen on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you.
For smart home and energy-saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Beautiful night for baseball. Cotton candy skies starting to develop right across the horizon here on Coney Island alongside Johnny Gadamowitz. I'm Justin Rock. 3-2 Aberdeen, and as we go to the top of the sixth inning. And the first pitch of the frame in the dirt. And the count 1-0 on Jalen Vasquez. Vasquez, Hodo, Retzbach. Bottom third of the Aberdeen 9 due up here in the sixth inning. The righties 1-0. And there's a strike on the outside corner, 92 on the heater. It's even at a ball and a strike. Hope you'll join us tomorrow afternoon, our first education day of the season. STEM day at the ballpark, the 1-1. It's a chopper towards third. Tillian comes on and makes the throw to first for the opening out of the sixth inning. It'll be a great pitching matchup tomorrow. Two of the top young arms in both the Mets and Orioles organizations. Jonah Tong set to make his Maimonides Park and High A debut. And for the Cyclones, and Moises Chase, or Chasse, I believe, the correct pronunciation for the Aberdeen righty tomorrow as Douglas Hodo takes low in the count 1-0. 12 o'clock start tomorrow. Johnny and I on the air at 11:45 with the pregame. A 1-0 from Banks. Another fastball downstairs. Two balls and no strikes. It's Saturday, rather Friday, back to 7 o'clock. It'll be Brandon Sproat against Zachary Fruit. And Nolan McLean will be on the bump on Saturday against Edgar Portes. As Hodo takes a strike at the knees and the count 2-1. Get you our Coney Convo's trivia question. Give you the answer in the bottom of the inning. The set, the 2-1. And there's a call. Strike, it's 2-2. But Jacob DeGrom in 2014 as a rookie set the Mets franchise and tied the Major League mark with 8 consecutive strikeouts to start a ball game against the Marlins. On this date in 1980, the original mark was set with 6 straight. Our question is, which Mets pitcher held the original franchise mark as Banks misses down and away. And the count full, 3-2. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos. We'll give you the answer in the bottom of the inning. The payoff pitch outside and low, ball 4. And Hodo works a one-out walk. And Aberdeen, a base runner, looking to add to a one-run lead in the sixth. Brings up Adam Retzbach. 0 for 2 tonight, has struck out and grounded back to the mound. Taking a look at the Mets affiliates tonight. Mets and Cubs. Their series at Citi Field. Runner goes, pitch in the dirt, throw down by Hernandez late. And Hodo slides in feet first with a stolen back. So the count 1-0. Fifth stolen bag of the year for Hodo, his first with Aberdeen. The 1-0. That fastball yanked outside at 93. And it's 2 balls and no strikes on the Ironbird catcher out of Lehigh University in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Righty comes home. It's a broken back ground ball to third. Tillian looks the runner back to second, throw to first in time, and then Hodo takes third base anyway. Tillian did exactly what you're taught to do, look the runner back to second base. But as soon as Tillian made the commitment of first base, Hodo was off, and he's at third with 2 out. The top of the order in Tavian Josenberger.
And a nice job by Nick LaRusso at first to make the right play and just eat it. Didn't try to force the issue because I don't think there was any way they would have got Hodo after the fact with his speed.
So Josenberger 1-for-3, a bunt base hit his last time up. Third baseman Tillian in, LaRusso creeping in. And Banks misses high for ball 1. The Mets and Cubs, scoreless bottom of the second at Citi Field. Jose Buto, former Cyclone on the mound tonight for the Mets. Shota Imanaga, the left-hander on the mound for the Cubs, as this one hammered in the air down the right field line. Back goes De Los Santos to the warning track, and this one's gone. Tavian Josenberger, a two-run home run to right. And that the first home run I think we've seen this year to right field at Maimonides Park. Usually the wind blowing in off the ocean, a two-run shot, and Aberdeen leads 5-2 in the sixth.
And you wondered if the wind was going to alter that one at all. Not quite as strong of a gust coming in, but not enough to prevent that baseball from clearing the send in the clown sign down the right field line.
Didn't get out by much, 98.7 off the bat, 328 feet. Are those the first runs Banks has allowed as a Cyclone? As Elio Prado takes inside, it's 1-0. For Josenberger, his first high A home run, and RBI's 8-9 on the year. As Prado takes a strike, it's even 1-1 the count. Just like that, Aberdeen takes a three-run lead back. The 1-1. Banks misses low. The count, two balls and a strike. A Triple-A Syracuse, bottom of the sixth inning tonight. Tied at 1 on the road against Rochester. Ryland Bannon, an RBI triple in that one for Syracuse. The 2-1. Ground ball back up the middle via Vicencio. Dives to his right. Off the heel of his glove into left field. Prado the turn at first. Will hold on there as Clifford quickly gets it in. So Prado a 100-mile-an-hour worm burner. And the inning continues. The three-hole hitter, Matt Horvath, but that might be the end of the line for Banks. As Gilbert Gomez out of the first base dugout with action down the right field line. It appears it'll be Justin Lawson time here for the Cyclones in the sixth. Aberdeen with two runs in, looking for more. Brooklyn trying to keep this a three-run game, 5-2 Aberdeen. Man at first, two out of the sixth on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
New arm in the game for the Cyclones. It is the right-hander Justin Lawson comes on to take the spot of Brett Banks. Lawson, who has already picked up four saves this season, two of which have been of the three-inning variety. Not quite the same scenario here, Justin, with Brooklyn down by three, 5-2, Aberdeen leading. But Lawson coming on, trying to continue what has been really just a spectacular start to the season out of the bullpen for him.
Hard to be any better than Justin Lawson has been so far here in 2024. Well, this might be the first time all season he's come on with the Cyclones trailing. One on and two out. And a 5-2 Aberdeen lead as Lawson fires a fastball at 92 for a strike in the count 0-1. Lawson, 6'3", 205 pounds. 23 years old from Winfield, Louisiana. 15th round pick last year out of NC State. At the belt, the 0-1. And this in the air, right center field. Will hang up there for Omar De Los Santos, who makes the catch. And the inning is over. So Lawson comes on, throws a couple pitches, and ends the frame. But Aberdeen tacks on two more on the home run by Tavian Josenberger. We head to the bottom of the sixth. We'll give you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question. We come back on Valley Live at the Cyclones Radio Network.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Brooklyn trailing Aberdeen 5-2. Lugo followed by Tillian and Nolan McClain here in the home six. Brooklyn trying to battle back. They trail by three, matching Aberdeen's largest lead of the night as William Lugo takes a called strike at 95 in the count 0-1. Lugo 0-1 with a walk tonight. Righty's one strike pitch. Slider down and away. It's even at a ball and a strike. We'll get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question. We do have one correct answer in tonight. The 1-1. Lugo tied up inside, but it misses inside at 97. And the count 2-1. But the question tonight was 2014, Jacob DeGrom set the Mets franchise record, also tied the big league record for consecutive strikeouts to begin a game with eight as Lugo watches a slider drop in for a called strike two. Did it against the Marlins. Our question is, on this date in 1980, this Mets pitcher set the original franchise mark with six straight strikeouts as Lugo goes down swinging on the slider. And Sanchez a punch out to begin the sixth. Base is empty, one out for Junior Tillian. The question is, who was that Mets starter in 1980? Begin the game with six straight Ks. Johnny, any guesses?
I've been thinking long and hard, but I haven't been able to come up with any guesses that I feel good about.
That's very fair. As someone who researched the question, I can't say I knew this name by heart prior to researching this. As Tillian swings and misses, falls behind 0-1. Junior 0-2 tonight. But shout out to Mary DiBernardo chiming in, asking if it could be Fernando Valenzuela. It is not. As Tillian takes outside, it's 1-1. But a great photo shared from last night of Mary and her sister with Jesse Orozco. Last night's answer out here on Coney Island a couple years back. As this is a grounder back to the mound. Knocked down by Sanchez. And he'll pick it up and flip to first for the out. So two quickly retired in the sixth for Nolan McClain. Clubbed a home run his first time up tonight. He's 1-2, but shout out to Rick Pippen, who nailed the correct answer here tonight. Pete Falcone was the starter that day in 1980. Six straight strikeouts, including Pete Rose and Mike Schmidt against the Phillies. The eventual World Series champs that year is... McClain takes outside. It's 1-0. Now the Mets fell to the Phillies that day at Shea 2-1. Remained intact for 34 years until DeGrom came calling. As McLain takes inside, it's two balls and no strikes. I don't think Pete Falcone is a Mets name that many fans from our generation are rattling around the noggin a whole lot. The 2-0 called strike 2-1. Unless you maybe had an old pack of baseball cards that had a minute, which was the case for me on some occasions. But he was a local product, went to Lafayette High School right here in Brooklyn. The 2-1. Up and away, it's three balls and a strike. Went to Kingsborough Community College here in the borough. Spent 4 years with the Mets and had a sub-4 ERA. A 3-1. McLain pulls it on the ground to third, staying down Horvath. And he retires Nolan for the final out of the sixth inning. 1-2-3 goes Brooklyn against Sanchez. Aberdeen holds on to the 3-run 5-2 lead as we move to the seventh on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
How do we create hope for a cleaner planet? Together. We see you doing your part every day, and we're here to power everything you do with clean, renewable energy. We see you DIYing and mindful downsizing, conscious carpooling and weekend beach cleaning. We see you flower box farming, sapling protecting, and eco-startupping. Everyone finding their electric streak and catching the nature bug. We see you inspiring others by using your power for more. All who've long gone green and all thinking about taking that first step and making a simple switch for collective change. Since 1997, Green Mountain Energy has helped communities light up with hope for a greener future with solar and wind power. So join us for the love of the planet and for the hope inspired by everything on it. Green Mountain Energy, light the future.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Go to the top of the seventh inning here on Coney Island. Fans, a reminder, tonight's game brought to you by our friends at Panorama Bus Tours. For safety and quality, visit them on the web at panoramabustours.com. Call 973-470-9700. Matthew Etzel's 3-for-3 tonight. And stepping up to the play-by-play here in the seventh is Johnny Gadamwitz.
And Matthew Etzel entered play tonight, 9 for his last 14. First pitch to him, Etzel shows bunt and fouls it away for strike one. So how about that? Someone who is now 12 for his last 17 at the plate tries to drop down a bunt in the top of the seventh inning. His team up 5-2. Etzel has been swinging a hot stick, to say the least. As you say, Justin, 3 singles tonight. His Iron Bird's up 5-2. Justin Lawson's 0-1. And Etzel takes down and away 1 ball and 1 strike. 5 games with Aberdeen at the end of last year for Etzel, after really just killing it with Delmarva up until that point. Hit .314 in 21 games with single-A Delmarva. 1-1. Etzel takes up and away. 2 balls and a strike. 10th rounder out of Southern Mississippi in last summer's draft. Initially made a name for himself at Panola College in Texas, where he hit .391. 2-1, rip and a miss. And a high heater from Lawson. And it is 2-2. Learned that he was drafted by the Orioles organization right before he suited up for a baseball game. Was on the Cape, collegiate summer ball, played for the Chatham Anglers, but of course the draft taking place during that season. 2-2 to Etzel. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Lawson reared back and gave him his best 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Etzel could not catch up, so for the first time tonight, Etzel is retired. He's now 3-for-4. Justin Lawson has his first strikeout, and there's one away in the top of the seventh. Now Creed Willems. First baseman tonight for Aberdeen. The pitch. Willems takes a little bit off the outer edge for a ball one. Aberdeen leading 5-2 for the Ironbirds. A run in the first, two more in the second, then two more in the sixth. Brooklyn a run in the second, run in the third, but nothing more up until this point. 1-0 to Willems. He fights it the other way down the left field line. That is a fair ball. Willems chugging his way towards second. It rolls all the way to the corner. The left fielder Clifford holds his hands up. He can't do anything with it. Ball was out of play, so it is a double for Willems, who stands in there in scoring position with one gone as that ball just sort of wedged itself right underneath the fencing down the left field line.
Yeah, that confused everybody. I think Willems, for a brief moment, thought that was a foul ball because he was walking in the direction of the pitcher's mound and then sort of did like a Madden-style juke back towards second base.
So a runner on second, one gone. Now Carter Young. Aberdeen leading 5-2. Sky has gotten a little more ominous as the night has gone on. The pitch. High chopper over the middle. Shortstop Lugo waits for it to come to him and then throws over to first. For out number two as Willems advances 90 feet to third base. Two away. But yeah, those skies becoming not just darker with nightfall approaching, but bit more gray as well. Plenty of cloud coverage, little pockets of blue, trying to fight their way through that darker cloud coverage. But certainly a gloomy night to say the least, not quite as much as last night. First pitch called strike to Vasquez. That's Jalen Vasquez, who has reached twice today, once on catcher's interference and once on a single. Yeah, last night we had to deal with all sorts of fog. Thankfully, not on the field of play, though, halting any baseball from being played. 0-1, uppercut, hack, and a miss. And it's nothing at 2. Lawson again ahead. Justin Lawson, the third Brooklyn arm of the day. Felipe De La Cruz started this game, went four innings. Time called by the batter, Vasquez. Lawson worked from the first base side of the slab. He's set right now at the belt. His 0-2 pitch, lasered right to first. LaRusso can't scoop it. It's beyond him and all the way into right field. Run home to score. Vasquez chugging towards second. Slides in safely. So Willems scores the sixth Aberdeen run of the day on an RBI single. Should say RBI double from Jalen Vasquez, who turned on the Jets to make that an extra base hit. Not much Nick LaRusso could do with that baseball, as that ball was scorched off the bat of Vasquez. Now Douglas Hodo next. Looks like they are going to give an error to LaRusso. First pitch called strike. I guess just because he was in the vicinity of it and it was one of those, Justin, where if he can touch it, he can make the play. But certainly one that could have gone either way. 0-1 pitch. Misses just a bit outside. One ball, one strike to Douglas Hodo. So that is now Brooklyn's fourth error defensively on the day. They trail now 6-2 here in the top of the seventh, and Aberdeen still threatening. Not done yet. 1-1 from Lawson. Tapped foul just to the left of the batter's circle. And it is 1-2. Yeah, this four errors now, the most by a wide margin, topping a previous high of 2 in a game that the Cyclones have committed in the field. Lawson ahead, 1-2. Runner on second with two away and a 6-2 Ironbird lead. Pitch. Hit in the air, foul. Out towards Surf Avenue, it'll stay 1-2. Yeah, in fact, Brooklyn entering play today with the best fielding percentage as a team out of anybody in the South Atlantic League at 98.7. Only committed 10 errors through 22 games. 1-2 upcoming from Lawson. He looks back towards second. 3 on the timer. Now the pitch. Swinging a ground ball. Foul. Just to the left of the third base bag. and it stays a ball and two strikes. But Justin, definitely safe to say a little uncharacteristic to see a four up there in the errors column for the Cyclones.
Yeah, no, it's been a tough night for Brooklyn defensively, especially when you consider Cyclones came into play today, best fielding percentage by a pretty comfortable margin in the South Atlantic League. But well, after the course of the season, they're going to be those nights, and tonight one of them.
Lawson's pickoff attempt gets behind the second baseman via Vicencio and into center field. The throw to third, jogging his way towards third base is the runner, not going hard at all, and he's going to be tagged out. It looks like the runner, Vasquez, is pleading the case that he had third base free for whatever reason. Not sure if he wanted a balk call or some sort of interference.
I think he wanted obstruction on Via Vicencio because he made contact with him, and I think Vasquez just assumed that he was going to be granted third base. And it just never happened.
Never happened. So Vasquez tagged out at third to retire the side. Aberdeen does tack on one more, though. It's 6-2 Ironbirds. Let's go to the home half of inning number 7 on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
What's Brian Kenny thinking about? Traditional stats?
Teams are not stealing enough. If I'm running a major league team, I'm starting to track me.
Advanced metrics?
I've given up on trying to get rid of batting averages. No beating it.
The impact of rule changes?
Pitch timer violations have been scarce.
One thing's for sure. He's thinking about baseball, and he's fired up for 2024.
These are the standards by which major leaguers are measured.
Watch the show for the thinking fan. MLB Now. Weekdays at 12 Eastern on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein. Perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Call to the bullpen for Aberdeen as we go to the bottom of the seventh. Dominic Freeburger, not Josenberger, but Freeburger in the ballgame here in the seventh. 6 feet tall, 205 pounds, 24 years old. Local product out of Baltimore, Maryland, takes over for Luis Sanchez, who went to scoreless. Brooklyn trails by 4-6-2, Johnny.
So Dominic Freeburger on to take the spot of Luis Sanchez, who went two hitless innings with three strikeouts. Freeburger now the fourth Aberdeen pitcher of the day. They lead 6-2, and his first pitch at the bottom of the seventh is a changeup that misses low and away to Brooklyn's catcher, Jose Hernandez. 8-9-1, two up for the Clones here, bottom seven. Freeburger, a right-handed arm, working on the righty bat. Hernandez is 1-0. Hernandez takes low and outside, another change that time from Freeburger, and it's two balls and no strikes. Jose, 1-for-2 today, doubled in the second, struck out swinging in the fourth. Freeburger's 2-0 pitch, and Hernandez, heavy swing and a miss on a 90-mile-an-hour heater, and it's 2-1. So Freeburger, who just signed with Baltimore back in January, 2024 free agent signee by the Orioles organization out of UConn. The Huskies, 2-1. Hernandez takes a called strike, and it's 2-2. Bit of a delayed strike call there from Jamal Allen, calling the balls and strikes today. 2-2 to the righty hitting Hernandez. But Freeburger only spent one season in Storrs, Connecticut. Was a UNC Asheville transfer. 2-2. Misses down and away. Three balls and two strikes. But it's safe to say Freeburger certainly made the most of his one campaign with the Huskies. In 2023, he was the conference player of the year. in the Big East. Here's a payoff. Hernandez hits it in the air, foul. Beyond the seats, behind our heads, and out of play. But Freeburger, while at UConn, was a two-way guy, as was the case for him really throughout college. Not a bad hitter either. UConn's had a couple of two-way guys come through their program over the course of the past couple seasons. Payoff on the way. Hernandez takes low, ball four. So Brooklyn has the leadoff man on here in the bottom of the seventh. They do still find themselves trailing 6-2, but that could potentially help their case. Runner on, nobody out for the nine batter, Kevin Villavicencio. Yeah, Reggie Crawford, a name that might sound familiar, a formerly two-way guy with the Huskies, now in the Giants organization, but like Freeburger, is now exclusively a pitcher. First pitch, Villavicencio takes a little bit low, one ball and no strikes. Of course, Brooklyn's Nolan McLain still doing both, hitting and pitching. But you do start to see more and more guys now, particularly at the collegiate level, and a couple trying to make it work in the pro ranks as well. Throw over to check on the runner, Hernandez. He dives back in safely. And now the attention can turn towards a 1-0 delivery on Kevin Villavicencio. Villavicencio at 2.06 on the season. Has singled and swiped a bag already tonight. 1-0 the count to him. Here's the pitch. Villavicencio swings and misses. Right through a heater, and it is 1-1. And Freeburger, 61 games at third base for UConn in his lone season there. And only six appearances on the mound, was more of a hitter than a pitcher. 1-1. Hit in the air, well struck to right field, chasing Josenberger back, zigzagging towards it, and makes the catch despite the wind for out number one. You go back to his high school days. Freeburger was more of a second baseman, but has always had the arm strength. That's what enabled him to man the hot corner during his time in UConn. But now exclusively a pitcher in the Orioles farm system. One on, one gone. We go back to the top for Omar De Los Santos. The pitch. De Los Santos takes a dirt ball, 1-0. Omar out of the leadoff spot today for the Cyclones. Perhaps a little bit of a reward after his two-run home run yesterday when he was batting ninth. Righty arm on righty bat. De Los Santos, not a ton of movement in that stance. 1-0. Chops it foul, third base side. It's 1-1. Very simple approach for the righty swinging De Los Santos. Very closed stance. Stands rather straight up, not very deep into a crouch or anything like that. 1-1 the count to him. A runner on first, one away. Cyclones trailing by four at 6-2. Pitch. De Los Santos fights it foul off the hands. Out into the parking lot. He'll need to get defensive now. One ball and two strikes. But for Omar, his bugaboo over the course of his time in Brooklyn has seemingly always been the strikeouts, but only 1K for him in the previous four games entering play tonight. 1-2. De Los Santos swings and misses. Strike three on a breaking ball that was very low and very outside. But De Los Santos now, that's his second strikeout tonight. And there's two away with Hernandez still off of first base. Now Ryan Clifford. Chat on the mound occurring here between Freeburger, the Aberdeen catcher, Adam Retzbach, in addition to their pitching coach, Jordy Henry, and some of the training staff in the infield now will converge as well. Torrey Atencio, Riley Sanders, and now the manager, Felipe Rojas Jr., making his way. So not exactly sure what this discussion entails, but clearly some concern and some attention being given to the righty arm Freeburger here with two away and a runner on first base. Appears to be all good as that meeting now disbands, thanks in part due to the home plate umpire Jamal Allen breaking it up. Full night sky starting to take shape. Ring light situated here around the diamond here at Maimonides Park are starting to take that full effect. Ryan Clifford is the batter, 1-for-3 today. Righty arm on the big lefty bat, first pitch. Clifford takes outside, ball one. Started him out with a breaking ball. Clifford, of course, coming over as a part of the Justin Verlander trade a season ago. One ball, no strikes to him. Here it comes. Clifford takes a fastball on the outer half for a called strike, and it's 1-1. Ryan has shown great plate discipline. He's got a walk in 5 straight games, and during that span has drawn 9 of them. Leads the league with 22, but starting the heat up at the dish as well. 1-1, called strike, runner goes, but dropped on the transfer. The catcher, Retzbach, got a little bit ahead of himself. So a swiped bag for Jose Hernandez, runner in scoring position. Aberdeen leading 6-2. I mentioned Clifford starting to get hot. He is now 5 for his last 12 at the plate, with 3 runs scored during that span, too. He's behind here, 1-2. See if Freeburger wants to waste one. Pitch misses well outside. Nice job by Retzbach to go sprawling to his left to make sure that one wasn't a WP. Wild pitch. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Cyclones have made 4 errors tonight. Some more costly than others. Game 2 of this 6-game set. 2-2. Clifford swings and misses for strike 3. Freeburger pulled the string on a breaking ball. He finishes his first inning of work with back-to-back punch-outs to retire the side after walking Hernandez to start the frame. Let's go to the 8th on this Wednesday night. Cyclones trailing 6-2 on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, every Friday night home game with the Brooklyn Cyclones is a mouth-watering adventure with our Taste of Brooklyn series. Devour chili-dusted tortilla chips and fire-roasted salsa, Nathan's famous hot dogs, and a rotating selection of fan-voted best ballpark foods. Plus, exclusive dishes from local Brooklyn restaurants. And for dessert, a delightful donut hole bar. Join us at the all-new patio party at the hot corner along the third base line. It's the perfect spot to enjoy the game and indulge in Brooklyn's best bites. Tickets are just $55. Don't miss the ultimate Friday night out with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park. Grab your tickets now by logging on to brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Amazing starts here.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Fans, a reminder, we hope you'll hang out with us tomorrow. Early start, a noon game. Game 3 of 6 between Brooklyn and Aberdeen will celebrate STEM Day, part of the Education Day series here at Maimonides Park over the course of the season. Brooklyn, though, with plenty of work to be done tonight if they want to try to stay in the win column, trailing 6-2, and to take us home the rest of the way, here's Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. Douglas Hodo, the third, leads off the inning and pulls it just a hair foul down the third base line. And so a very loud strike number one for Hodo, the third, to start the 8th. 8-9-1 due up for Aberdeen. Hodo, Retzbach, Josenberger, the 3 due up. And this on the ground again towards third. It'll stay fair behind the bag. Tillian, a strong throw in time to get the speedy Hodo. And the leadoff man retired to start the 8th inning. I'll bring up the catcher, Adam Retzbach, over 3 tonight. Ground out to third in his last at-bat. But Aberdeen, 6 runs, Nine hits, no errors. They have left seven. Brooklyn, two runs, six hits, four errors. They have strained at six. As Retzbach swings over the top of a slider. And the count, no balls and a strike. Take a look around the Mets organization here tonight. As Retzbach fouls it back towards us. This will land on the roof and beyond. And it's quickly 0-2. But the Mets still scoreless at home against the Cubs in the fifth. Buto against Imanaga. Francisco Lindor left that game early. Joey Wendell came on, I want to say it was about the third inning tonight, the 0-2. And a swing and a miss struck him out. Up and in an 88. And Lawson with the strikeout for the second out in the eighth inning. So for Lawson, that is third K. And two out now in the eighth inning for Tavian Josenberger. Hit the first home run to right field by any batter here at Maimonides Park in 2024. His last time up, a two-run shot. Made it a 5-2 game at the time as he takes a strike, the 0-1 low. And the count even at 1-1. But Lindor apparently leaving with flu-like symptoms, a stomach bug apparently going around the clubhouse the last few days. The 1-1 outside. And it's two balls and a strike on the Aberdeen right fielder. But that game's scoreless. Hopefully nothing more than a day or two issue for Lindor. The 2-1 at the knees, a called strike. Slider that time, it's two balls and two strikes. Triple-A Syracuse tied at one in Rochester in the eighth. Bottom eight there, Joey Lucchese, six innings of one-run ball. His ERA a 2.25. This in the air to left, carrying Clifford back into his right. Reaches back over his shoulder to make the catch in that bright red mitt to retire the side. So Lawson sits down Aberdeen in order in the eighth. 3-4-5 due up for Brooklyn, trailing by four in their half of the inning when we come back on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Call to the bullpen for Aberdeen as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Dominic Freeburger's day is done. Graham Fyrevit on out of the bullpen. 6'1", 185 pounds, 24 years old from Virginia Beach, Virginia. He'll come on to face Consuegra, LaRusso, and Lugo in the eighth. Final line for the right-hander Freeburger goes an inning. No runs, no hits, a walk, a couple of strikeouts. 19 pitches, 11 strikes. Consuegra 1-for-3 with a double. Fly out to center in his last at-bat. And the first pitch from Fyrevit, a 93-mile-an-hour fastball across for a called strike one. Fyrevit making his sixth appearance, off to a outstanding start in his second season with Aberdeen. No record and a .96 ERA. The 0-1 up and in. And it's a ball and a strike. Picked up a couple of saves and two opportunities Just two hits allowed in nine and a third innings, has walked seven and struck out eight. The 1-1. Consuegra pulls it on the ground. Foul. Sharply up the third baseline at 103 miles an hour. And Stanley behind, one ball and two strikes. Fyrevedt pitching for the first time since Saturday. Gave up his first run of the season. One hit allowed in two and a third. So maybe Fyrevedt will try and close it out over these final two for Aberdeen tonight as Consuegra swings through the high fastball, strike three. 92 on the gun that time. And the leadoff man retired in the eighth as Nick LaRusso will dig in. One for three tonight is LaRusso. But continuing our look around the Mets affiliates, we mentioned Syracuse and Rochester tied up at one. Another great start from Joey Lucchese, making his case to join the big league club as LaRusso takes outside. And 1-0 on the Cyclone first baseman. Aberdeen a 6-2 lead. Trying to even up this series at a win apiece. And LaRusso right on it, but fouls it back to the checkerboard fence. It's even at one. Double A Binghamton dropped game one of their doubleheader to Hartford Rockies Farm Club 4-3 tonight. Rowdy Jordan a couple of RBI in that ballgame. The 1-1. Late called strike there by Jamal Allen. A 1-2 now on LaRusso. Hopefully everything all right with Kevin Parada. He left that game early. The kick, the 1-2. And LaRusso takes outside of the count, even two balls and two strikes, but game two underway right now. And off to a tough start for Binghamton. They trail Hartford 4-0, a bumpy first inning for Tyler Stewart. The 2-2. LaRusso, a soft ground ball towards short. Charging in young, tough play, off balance throw. Great forehand scoop by Willems for the out. Carter Young, a brief handshake with his teammate Graham Fyrevedt before going back to his position. But not an easy play there by Carter Young for the second out.
Yeah, I'm sure Fyrevedt made it a point to thank him.
I certainly would after a play like that. Outstanding work from Young to get LaRusso chugging up the line. So now Lugo 0-2 with a walk. And the breaking ball pops in and out of Rhett's box mitt. And Lugo ahead 1-0. Lugo 0-2. Struck out his last time. Has also walked tonight. Single A St. Lucie played a matinee today. They beat Jupiter 7-2. They've won five straight at home. The 1-0. Foul tip off of Rhett's box mitt. It's 1-1. Three RBIs for Boston Barrow. He joined the team earlier in the week from the Complex League. One of the three high school bats the Mets drafted last year alongside Colin Houck and A.J. Ewing, the 1-1. A little bit low, and it's two balls and a strike. But a 7-2 winner earlier today. Austin Tresser struck out nine over four and two-thirds. The 2-1, low, and it's three balls and a strike. So it's not just Jonah Tong that's coming up this way in Brooklyn. Austin Tresser was the man who was piggybacking with Tong back and forth for the first month of the season. Jack Wenninger doing an outstanding job down in St. Lucie as well. A couple of college arms as Lugo rockets one towards our booth off the facade of the roof and all the way back down behind home plate. And the count 3-2, and Lugo making sure everybody's paying attention up here. The payoff pitch. In the dirt, ball four, and Lugo works another walk. The batting average not where Lugo wants it to be, but has still remained diligent in his approach at the plate. Came into play today tied for fourth in the league and walks with 16. And continuing to climb that ladder as Junior Tilley in the batter with one on and one out. 0-3 tonight is Junior, trying to extend a four-game hitting streak in this homestand. And he takes a fastball at 92 for strike one. Fire vet out of Virginia Tech. Started his college career at Radford University. Before moving on to junior college ball in the ACC. The 0-1. Just off the outside edge. And the count even at a ball and a strike. Looking ahead to the top of the ninth. Aberdeen will have 2, 3, and 4 in their lineup due up. As Tillian serves one to the opposite field, and that extends the hitting streak. A base hit in all 5 games of the homestand for Junior. And Tillian seems to be at his best when he's looking to serve that ball the opposite way. He's done that well the last couple weeks. So 2 on and 2 out for Nolan McClain, who could make this game mighty interesting with one swing of the bat. Has already clubbed a home run tonight, that in his first at-bat. Since then, a strikeout and a ground ball to third. The first pitch from Fyrevet is taken for a called strike one. McClain, not only a two-way player here for the Cyclones and in his college career at Oklahoma State, he was also a two-sport star for the Cowboys. The 0-1. And there is a slider strike. It's 0-2. McClain was also a quarterback on the Oklahoma State football team for a year. Had a great high school career at over 6,000 career yards and 72 touchdown passes. The 0-2 pitch inside and low. A ball and two strikes now on Nolan. Just seems like one of those kids you grew up with that was the best at every sport you played. My guess is a lot of those schoolyard games when you picked teams, picked sides. My guess is Nolan was the number one pick a lot of times. Two on, two out, 1-2 the count. The righty offers, and a breaking ball got him. Eyes lit up with that pitch up in the zone, but Fyrevet sneaks it past McClain. And Brooklyn strands a pair in the eighth. To the ninth we go, 6-2 Aberdeen on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy 2 refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of 2 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Oh, Justin Lawson surrenders just one hit and one unearned run over his 2 1/3 out of the bullpen. So Lawson's strong start to the season continues. The bad news from a Cyclone standpoint, though, is that they do still trail 6-2. Josh Hedzka on to toss the ninth, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. As Hedzka comes on for Brooklyn, and the side-winding right-hander misses high and tight to Elio Prado. And the count 1-0. Hedzka the righty, 6-1, 190. 27 years old from Michigan. This on the ground, left side. Tillian cutting to his left. And he'll throw on a first to get Prado for the first out of the ninth inning. Brings up Matt Horvath 0-for-4. Struck out a couple of times, a ground out to short, a fly ball to right tonight. Righty deals, and Hedgeko takes high in the count, 1-0. The 1-0 is a broken bat floater toward second. Barely having to move, of Asensio makes the catch, and there's two down. Was Pondre trying to figure out what that music was?
Or where it was coming from.
I think somebody's got like a boombox or... It's just somebody serenading people somewhere down the third base line. Is there a boombox in the Aberdeen dugout?
That's what I was going to say. Is that coming from the dugout?
This foul back, it's 0-1.
Can't be. Sounds like it is, though.
Sounds like it's coming from inside the ballpark. Can't be just some guy walking outside the stadium, can it?
That'd be some boombox.
The 0-1 in the air, third base, side out of play. It's 0-2. They take requests.
Everyone in the ballpark appears to be looking around for where is it coming from.
It's like the new hat shuffle game. Where's the sound coming from? Take your bets. Nobody knows. The 0-2 up and away. And a ball and two strikes now on Matthew Etzel, who's 3-for-4 tonight. 3 singles and a strikeout, continuing his outstanding start to the year. Wherever the music came from, it has come to a screeching halt as Etzel serves one down the line and left, back into his right, Clifford. But this one will land foul right up against the Aberdeen bullpen side door. And the count 1-2.
Good to see Ryan, you know, just increasing that defensive versatility. We've seen him at first a bunch. We've seen him in right a bunch. Haven't seen him in a ton of left, but just another box that he can check.
Has a strong arm. A lot of scouts say you might be wasting that strong left arm if you keep him at first base. But a good enough athlete to handle the corners. The 1-2 pulled on the ground at first. Fielded there by LaRusso, takes it to the bag to retire Etzel. And Hedgeko, a 9-pitch, 1-2-3, top of the ninth. Music and all. We go to the bottom of the ninth, 8-9-1 for Brooklyn. 6-2 Aberdeen on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
GOAT.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, thank you so but there's much. So many other.
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete, starting at $45 a month.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Brooklyn needing 4 to tie, 5 to walk it off. Aberdeen a 6-2 lead, trying to even up this series at a win apiece. Graham Fyreved stays on. As we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, Jose Hernandez, Kevin Villavicencio, Omar De Los Santos. The 3 scheduled to bat for Brooklyn. Here in the ninth inning, again a reminder, folks, 12 o'clock tomorrow. Might be one of the best, if not the best, pitching matchup in the day across the minor leagues. Moises Chassé on the mound for Aberdeen. Fireballing right-hander for the Ironbirds. Just 20 years of age against another 20-year-old in Jonah Tong, making his Cyclones in High A debut. Again, 12 o'clock tomorrow right here from Coney Island. Jose Hernandez, 1-for-2, has doubled and walked tonight. And he takes a called strike from Firevent. And the count 0-1. Reminder, folks, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game, scores from out of town. Look ahead to tomorrow afternoon. As Hernandez takes a called strike, it's 0-2. Hernandez, part of the Cyclones contingent at Citi Field on Monday. Talked a little bit about that earlier, him and Karel Paz. Hitting off of Kodai Senga, the 0-2, and a foul tip into the glove of Retzbach for strike three. And Hernandez down on strikes for the first down here in the ninth inning. That brings up Kevin Villavicencio. 1-for-3 with a base hit in this ballgame. Villa continuing to get better and better at the plate. Now a five-game hitting streak, 6-4 his last 19, including tonight. And he takes outside and low, 1-0. Villavicencio, who has experience playing a lot of highly competitive baseball, was signed at age 16 by one of the premier Mexican League teams in his native country. As he takes a strike, it's 1-1, signed with Diablos Rojos del Mexico. Spent this offseason playing for Yaquis de Obregón in the Mexican Pacific Winter League. Played a lot, too. Got into 17 games. As he takes high, it's 2 balls and a strike. Speaking of what not only the Mets think of Villavicencio's future prospects, but what folks think of him outside of the organization as well. The 2-1. This fouled off the end of the bat. It's even a 2-2. Played with a lot of familiar names, especially if you're a Cyclones fan. Remember the 2012-2013 team, Juan Carlos Gamboa. 2017 left-hander Jose Medina. 2011 southpaw Carlos Vasquez. The 2-2. This in the air, left center field. Back into his right. Etzel will make the grab for the second out. And two down now in the ninth inning. Cyclones down to their final out. And Omar De Los Santos. Need to mention before this game comes to a close, we have a little bit of history tonight. Omar De Los Santos, we mentioned over the weekend, a couple stolen bags. Now tied with Jalen Palmer for the franchise all-time record with 50. As De Los Santos takes a strike, but with his appearance in the ninth inning tonight, Josh Hetschka has now broken a tie with Carlos Valdez, not Vasquez, for second place on Brooklyn's all-time appearances list from a pitcher as De Los Santos takes a called strike two, now tied with Hunter Parsons, 47 appearances, the most by a pitcher in franchise history. The 0-2, breaking ball high. And the count of ball and two strikes. 47 games, a sub-3 ERA for Hetschka. A 1-2 from Firevet. Swing and a miss on the high heater. Strike three. And Aberdeen evens up this series at a win apiece. Your final score tonight. The Aberdeen Ironbirds 6 and the Brooklyn Cyclones 2. We'll step aside when we come back. Recap report is next. Cyclones fall by 4 tonight on Coney Island. Back after these messages on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclones Sunday Brunch Package.
Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Well, it just wasn't meant to be tonight as the Cyclones fell behind early 3-0, cut that deficit to 1, but the Ironbirds scratch across the game's last 3 runs and beat the Cyclones tonight by a final of 6-2 back here on Coney Island alongside Johnny Gadamowitz. I'm Justin Rock. The Cyclones with the loss tonight fall to 12-11 on the year. Aberdeen with the victory, improving it to 12-11 on the year. So those two will remain tied at their spot in the North Division going into Thursday. But taking you through the game that was here today, Felipe De La Cruz, the left-hander for Brooklyn, was supposed to be Jackson Baumeister for the Ironbirds, but he was a late scratch. They gave the ball instead to the right-hander Carter Baumler, and they gave the right-hander a lead before he ever took the mound. With one out, Elio Prado reached on a two-base throwing error, which ended up being a harbinger of what was to come tonight for Brooklyn. Mac Horvath struck out, but with Matthew Etzel at the plate, a pass ball allowed Prado to get to third, and that would have a big impact as Etzel had an opportunity to give Aberdeen the early lead before scoring on a double from Creed Willems. The 1-0, and this ground ball off the hands to short, backhanded by Lugo. Tough play, not in time. Etzel legs it out. Etzel, great speed, has 9 stolen bags on the year. Will end up with his 13th RBI in Aberdeen, their first lead of the series. It's 1-0. A great piece of base running by Etzel to leg that one out. Just put it in a tough spot where Lugo did all he could to try and make the play. But Etzel continued his hot hitting and gave Aberdeen a 1-0 lead. Stayed that way until the top of the second inning. That's when Aberdeen continued to tack on. It was an ominous start. Carter Young walked. Jalen Vasquez reached on catcher's interference, and then Douglas Hodo walked to load the bases with nobody out. But then De La Cruz got Retzbach swinging on 4 pitches. Davian Josenberger popped up in foul ground at third, so you thought, hey, he might be able to get out of this. But Elio Prado, first pitch swinging, prevented the Cyclones from having any thoughts of getting out unscathed. De La Cruz at the letters, comes home. And this hit on the ground left side and through this time into left field, a base hit. One run is in. Here comes Vasquez to the plate. The throw by Clifford hits the runner in the back, rolls behind the backstop, and the other two men aboard will move up 90 feet to second and third. It's a 2-run base hit for Elio Prado, his 9th and 10th RBIs of the year, and Aberdeen takes a 3-0 lead in the second. So that knock from Elio Prado gave Aberdeen a 3-0 lead, but Brooklyn would not wait long to get a run back, as after the first two batters in the bottom of the second inning were retired, Nolan McClain came up to the plate, and he did what he does best. Jose Hernandez waiting on deck. Now the payoff pitch, and McClain powers one in the air to left. Back goes Hodo to the warning track, and he's going to turn into a spectator. McClain's done it again. Nolan McClain way beyond the left field fence, and Brooklyn's on the board. His 3rd home run of the season makes it 3-1 Aberdeen in the second.
Well, a couple of swings ago, we saw that violent swing where he came up empty-handed, but not that time. Tattooed that one.
McClain, the solo shot, continuing his on-base streak to start the year, made it a 3-1 lead for Aberdeen. Brooklyn would continue it chipping away in the bottom of the third inning with two out, bases empty. Carter Baumler came out. He was not expected to start tonight, so on a shorter leash. Juan de los Santos came on, immediately gave up a double off the base of the left field fence by Stanley Consuegra, and then Nick LaRusso continued to drive in runs.
The count of the former Maryland Terrapin. De los Santos steals. LaRusso ropes it through the hole on the left side for a base hit. Consuegra chugging his way around third. Throw not in time. Nick LaRusso, another RBI, and Brooklyn shaves the deficit to one. It's 3-2.
Nick LaRusso is team-leading 14th RBI of the year. And the Cyclones all of a sudden were within one. Would remain a 3-2 game until the sixth. But unfortunately for Brooklyn tonight, that 3-2 lead for Aberdeen was as close as they would get. As because in that sixth inning with one out, Douglas Hodo walked, stole second on a ground out to third. Junior Tillian looked the runner back to second, but even with that being the case, Soto took off when Tillian threw to first, made it there safely. Runner was out at first, so Aberdeen had a man at third and two out. And Tavian Josenberger put one out of this ballpark where not many guys do it. Shota Imanaga, the left-hander on the mound for the Cubs, as this one hammered in the air down the right field line. Back goes De Los Santos to the warning track, and this one's gone. Tavian Josenberger, a two-run home run to right. And that the first home run I think we've seen this year to right field at Maimonides Park. Usually the wind blowing in off the ocean, a two-run shot, and Aberdeen leads 5-2 in the sixth.
And you wondered if the wind was going to alter that one at all. Not quite as strong of a gust coming in, but not enough to prevent that baseball from clearing the send in the clown sign down the right field line.
And it certainly did clear that right field fence as Brooklyn fell behind 5-2. Aberdeen would add one last tally in the seventh inning on a fielding error. A two-base error allowed Creed Willems to score as Aberdeen wins it tonight 6-2. Final line, Aberdeen 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They left 7. Brooklyn 2 runs, 7 hits, a season high, 4 errors. They left 8. Winning pitcher tonight was Luis Sanchez out of the bullpen. He's 1-2. Two perfect innings, struck out half the guys he faced, 3 Ks. Felipe De La Cruz drops his third straight start. He falls to 0-3, gave up 3 runs, but only one of which was earned. 5 hits in 4 innings, walked 3, struck out 4. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 38 minutes in front of a crowd of 747. With a look around the South Atlantic League and the Mets organization, before we say goodbye, here's Johnny Gadamowicz.
All right, everything final except for a single game across the circuit as things stand right now. We'll give you the finals first, then we'll tell you what's still going on. Hickory defeated Rome on the road 4-1. Victory for the Crawdads, who improve to just 9-13 now on the season. Asheville took down
catch the Cyclones a little bit early. Mets will be on the air at 1 o'clock tomorrow from Citi Field. Jonah Tong, the 20-year-old, will make his first high A start. Tong has yet to allow an earned run this year. Enters play today, top 10 in all of minor league baseball in strikeouts with 36. And Moises Chassé, who is a rising talented arm in the Orioles system, also just 20 years of age, 1-0, a 1.2 ERA. Our coverage starts on the radio network 11:45 in the morning at 12 o'clock, the first pitch. So it's a little bit of wake and rake for the Cyclones tomorrow as they try and take a 2-1 lead in this 6-game set, looking to stay above 500 going into the weekend. That'll do it for us here on the Cyclones Radio Network tonight at Bally Live as Aberdeen wins it 6-2 for our entire ownership group. The Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our Vice President Stephen Cohen, General Manager Kevin Mahoney, Assistant General Manager Billy Harner, our entire crew, running the levers and controlling everything behind the scenes, Ricky Viola, Jamal Clark, Chris Rogers, and everyone running the cameras. And for my partner, Johnny Gadamowicz, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Brooklyn. Again, your final, Aberdeen 6 and Brooklyn 2. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening, everybody. So long from Coney Island.
Thank you for tuning into this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the high A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.